please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody. Deedious, welcome to the program, episode 35. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome to the program. On a Wednesday here in Los Angeles, California, Wednesday to accommodate, no surprise, a medical procedure for me tomorrow, getting something with my eye done that hopefully will be the end of my eye nightmares. Hopefully, that's all we can do is hope. We can only hope, as we talked about in the last episode, I had to go in for an emergency root canal on Monday after the show. And then after the show today, I'm leaving right away again because I have to go move on to a different tooth specialist for a different tooth. As I said to Matt, I literally was the other day driving home going, you know what? I think all my health stuff, other than my eyes, which will be solved next week, everything else seems to be going smoothly. And then my teeth went, hold on, guess again, buddy. Now my teeth have to get involved.
Yeah.
So I'm fine. You know, it's getting older, and you learn that. And you watch that Ted Danson show. They all talk about getting older.
I just started that.
It's good. It's very good.
I love it.
It's very good. I will say, as I've said, it's not funny.
No.
And I don't mean that negatively.
Yeah. It's a different tone. For you know, don't expect it to be Good Place or Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There's a couple of jokes here and there, but it's basically. It's a half-hour procedural detective show, mm-hmm. kind of, yeah.
It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
Yeah.
And Ted Danson's terrific. And by the way, Ted Danson gets... He and the character get better as the show goes on. Mm-hmm. Like, he's great,
yeah.
But there's even more for him to do as the show goes
on. That's cool.
And also, speaking of television, my friends in this room recommended Matlock to me. Mm-hmm. And then Elliot wouldn't shut up about Elsbeth. Yeah. I am four episodes in. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, I'm in.
It's your kind of show.
It is. It is a big scoop of nothing.
Yes,
and 100%. I don't mean that negatively either.
Yeah, because sometimes you want a big scoop of nothing.
Yeah, it's
a colorful big scoop of nothing.
Yes, it's a very it's a quirky bowl of nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that what's his name? The guy that plays the police officer. What's his name, Garen? Pierce. Wendell Pierce. Yes.
Oh yeah yeah yeah.
He's very good.
I like that actress a lot. Carrie Preston?
I don't know. What else do I know her from?
Because
it's taken me four episodes to...
you didn't watch True Blood, did you?
No.
That was the big thing she
What's
did.
True Blood? Is that a vampire thing?
Yeah, it was
an HBO vampire.
No, I don't watch vampires or HBO. I watch Max. Is it on Max?
Probably now, yeah.
Let me see what else she was in.
Is Elsbeth British?
The character is not.
No.
I mean, the show is not from, it's not
no.
from England. Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I thought
I mean, it might be shot in Canada. There's a chance of that, even though it's supposed to be in New York.
It's based on, it's a spinoff of The Good Fight.
The spinoff of The Good Fight, which is a spinoff of The Good Fight.
Yes, you told me about this. I think I got it in my head because I haven't been this mad at a title that sounds almost like a name I know, but not since Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought it was British, because I was like, only the British could take one fucking half a syllable out of a word.
Well, the beauty is they
reach me in the process.
They do address it every episode.
Yeah, oh,
they
pretty
do.
Much.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And she apologizes for it every episode.
Good. She should.
It's less letters, more confusing. Or whatever.
And she pretty much is like Lady Columbo. I mean, in a lot of ways.
Because
with the apologies and all that kind of stuff, to
you
me,
know, it, more so, you know, everybody wants Poker Face to be the new Columbo. Then everybody said that was the new Columbo. I think this feels more Columbo-ish mm-hmm. than Poker Face. Yeah. She's not. It's a different vibe.
Poker Face is a great show.
It's more Hulk than Incredible Hulk because she's like
yes,
not that she's a superhero or whatever, but she's
she kind of is
on the road.
She kind of is, yeah. But
she's got a
poker
power.
Face. We're talking about, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, her face is made of a fireplace poker.
Yeah.
That is kind of a superpower.
That's sort of a spoiler.
You may be watching the wrong show.
I mean, it's a good weapon. It's weird to have it on top of your neck, but it's...
Yeah.
You know, my friend Pat Benatar yelled at me once about using sex as a weapon. She yelled at me about it.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. For 3.5 minutes.
What other weapon should you have if love is a battlefield?
Love is a battlefield. Right, then you would use sex as a weapon.
Ergo, sex is a weapon.
Stop using it.
Love gun. Get one of those.
Mm. She pulled the trigger on mine, buddy. Pulled the trigger of my love gun. That's a song about a cock.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe buts are in play in the song. I haven't done a deep dive into the lyrics in years.
Of course, we all know that Gracie Abrams said that asked her beau to pull the trigger on the gun she gave him when they met. So there's a lot of guns in love songs.
That's also about
apparently she's giving him the gun. It's a poor metaphor, I think. I don't quite track it.
Hmm.
I mean, I track it, but
song about a hand job. Is that
she's saying she made herself vulnerable to him, and so just go ahead and pull the trigger already. Love-wise.
Do you regret having brought this
nope.
part of it up?
I felt deeply like I needed to discuss it in a safe space, and I realized
straight.
This. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, Garen doesn't think so. Garen's
no, I have no...
Garen's radar is gone up.
No, I have...
I think she might be dating that guy from Gladiator 2.
Which guy?
Paul Mescal. Is that true? Can you look that up?
I thought he was... Well, no, I didn't know.
Garen, are you?
you're the one who's supposed to know this shit.
Yeah, you're our expert.
I would have sworn that Paul Mescal was.
You're our man on the inside in that world.
Or is behind?
Are we? You're not sure of that, though. Garen isn't frequenting all of the social places.
We're not sure of what?
That Garen is our man on the inside.
So we don't want to go with my premise of fun? Is that what we're literally going to go into? Where does Garen go? Is he on the inside? He's our of the three of us. He's our man on the inside. That's the end of it.
I was going with your broad premise that he's a sad sack.
Whether I am the man on the inside or I have man on the inside, we can get the information.
Of the four of us, he's our man in that world.
Sure.
Paul Mescal is apparently straight.
A straight man. Now, I'm going to say this.
But is he dating Gracie Abrams?
He's going to look that up. As we know, we are having a small get-together at the Pardo Canning household.
Okay.
Where the three people here are invited, and it's been told to me that Irma may not be coming.
Mm.
Is it cool if you just stay at home, make sure that she's okay?
You've said it three times. I'm not coming.
Okay, done.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Why don't you guys Zoom in? Can you join via Zoom?
My rule is if somebody makes the same joke three times, that means they mean it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, then you still come here every week.
Because yeah, you pay me.
But maybe it reverses after the 17th time.
I would say that you're getting paid to be there for that event, too, because I'm your boss. Oh. And you don't not come to your boss's get-together.
Right? Am I the Petries now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. I'm Alan Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it took me a minute to get there.
That's all right. I couldn't. Rob yes. Petrie.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, what?
So, they are dating.
Having a 16-year-old daughter finally pays off.
And Paul Mescal, yeah.
All right, so Gracie and the Gladiator, is that what they call themselves?
Sure.
And they go out?
Graciator.
The radio show's called.
Gracie and the Gladiator? I watch that show. Or if it's on YouTube, if they stream it as well. I don't know if they're streaming it. This morning show. I said the wrong word trying to save it.
Good night, Gracie.
Now do George Burns.
I was doing Bud Friedman's old secretary.
You're doing Fran. Yeah. If I may, a little too fast.
Good night, Gracie.
Oh, hi, Fran.
Shit, I was going to say something else and I forget. What were we talking about?
I don't know. You being a 13-year-old girl, I think is what.
And after that, it wasn't about Elliot.
So. No.
I know, it doesn't matter.
Why were we talking about what's her name and who she was dating?
Oh, because I quoted. We're definitely not going back to that.
I think we should go right straight back to the love gun.
That's where it was.
Let's get more into love gun.
Have we all had enough sleep today? Is that possible?
I think we're all doing good. Okay. What are you putting out a spotlight on nothing?
All right.
Which I think should be the name of your autobiography. If I might. Spotlight on nothing.
Yeah. Would be Tales of a Pedantic Prick.
Yeah.
So we're co-writing it?
Yeah, you guys are going to issue a book together?
I can help with that.
I can help with that. Hey, let's do this before I forget. So let's... All right, so we got
a lot of mail.
Yeah, we got a lot. So that's why I want to get to it early and often.
Mail is
All right, got it. Okay, up top, Aaron sucks. Got it. Okay. To Jimmy Pardo, for this from Michael Webb. If you're reading this comic, that can only mean one thing, that you are worthy of unconditional love and accepted just as you are. That is all. That's from Michael Webb. Thank you for all you do.
I think we all got one from him, which I thought was nice.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. All right. So
I forget where mine went.
There we go. Michael Webb is a good guy. I believe he runs a trivia thing somewhere. I believe that is. Hmm. What does yours say, Garen?
Should I wake up or sleep more? If I wake up, I can get some work done and I'll be happy. But if I sleep more, I'll also be happy. Either way, I'll be happy. And then this little bean, just he goes back to sleep.
Okay. And what's the personal note to you?
Thank you for all you do.
Oh, all right, Michael, very original.
I don't know where mine went.
But can we agree? That's flimsy.
They are.
I can't believe this made it intact.
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah. No. Mine was folded twice.
I don't know if it needed two stamps.
maybe it's a light piece of paper. You
where
do need
is this
to put
coming
more.
From?
It's yeah. almost like he took one postcard and shaved it into four layers.
Yeah, right.
That's how thin it is.
Shaved it.
Yeah, he's like a meat slicer.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You know what? Believe it or not, I believe this is also from Michael Webb. This says, all we can control in this silly and wildly perfect life is the love that we choose to give out without any regard to ever getting it back in return. Hmm. And then, do you know what Michael Webb said to me personally?
Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for all you do.
Are those Nature Boy lyrics?
I don't know who Nature Boy is.
The song Nature Boy?
Is that
Once
song
there
about,
was a boy.
Is that about a cock?
You mean Tarzan Boy?
I don't know how to respond to these.
No. You don't think Tarzan Boy is a great awful song?
I don't. Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was the name of that song.
That's by Baltimore.
It's called Tarzan Boy. Oh. You're talking about Nature Boy, which is Ric Flair's nickname. Does that have anything to do with it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Nature Boy, is that...
Celine Dion sang it for what's that?
For Ric Flair?
Kidman movie?
For what?
Moulin Rouge, I think.
I don't remember
it's
who...
It's a cover.
Yeah, I don't remember who originally sang it, but Nat King Cole was
Bowie.
Famous.
It's David Bowie.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a famous David Bowie song. If only the guy whose job it is to look things up would stop staring at Elliot and would look it up.
Once there was a
boy. I'd like to allow you guys to... work your brain sometimes. You would know more than anybody else.
That's what, fair.
Also, wait, the King Cole Trio also sang it. Mm.
But is that the... So you're talking about a Bowie song, and I think you're talking about two different songs.
Could be.
No, they're the same song.
But so the Nature Boy that Nat King Cole sang was written by David Bowie?
No. I'm saying that he also did it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he also did
it. For Moulin Rouge.
Little Drummer Boy.
And then Celine Dion also did it after that, I assume.
How many people have to sing the same song for Moulin Rouge?
How many people have to sing the same song that I'm not aware of?
I'm conflating the two things.
All right, next one. This comes to us from Mike. I have a question for my hero. What is the best way to support a new young comic whose work you enjoy?
Go to their shows?
Go to the shows.
Follow them on social media.
Yeah.
Retweet them or
buy tickets for friends you think will enjoy it and make them go.
Re-skeet them. Is anyone happy with skeet?
No.
I've already skeeted out of that. I'm not happy with skeet.
awful.
How about flutter? It's the thing is like a butterfly.
How about just flutter? Post?
Yeah, post is fine. Yeah, yeah. There wasn't anything wrong with post.
You don't have to come up with a clever new word for,
and certainly not skeet, which is not a new word.
No. Right, it's a filth word. It's an the Urban Dictionary word.
Well, and it's also I mean it's got to be, somebody's got to feel like it's appropriation on some level
for Skeet Ulrich.
Sure,
for skeet shooters.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of reasons not to use it.
Yeah, that's fair.
That one, the question about the how do you support a comic comes from Mike Webb.
Oh
wow, that's another Mike.
That's three Mike Webb. Okay. That's three Mike Webb joints. Hey, we're gonna go for 4 for 4 here.
Okay.
As of 11/5/24, Boston Celtics 7-1, Los Angeles Lakers 4-3. Just saying, Mike.
That one seems.
Oh, that one's to you, dude.
Seems it'd be aimed at me.
Here, you take that. You take
that's
that.
Fired.
But this is a real postcard, a full weight.
Yeah,
you need to add some weight to that.
Then you realize if I'm gonna be doing this, I'll just take a piece of letter paper and cut it into fours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're a series.
Yeah, it's a little guy.
Yeah,
they seem to be all come from the same.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like something that came out of Highlights magazine.
Yeah.
When you were a kid. It's like, hey, and with four postcards.
Yeah, exactly.
Send to your friends.
A little sticker on the front.
Yeah.
Includes four postcards.
And then you rip them in the perforated page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So Mike Webb. I did not know those. I did not know this were all going to be from Mike Webb. We thank Mike Webb.
Sure.
Mike Webb is a good guy.
Thank you for all that you do.
Now, this is a package that I can tell you is not from Mike Webb. Okay. This comes to us from right here in Culver City. Right here in Culver City. Music Man.
There's trouble, right?
That's right.
Ooh.
There is trouble in Culver City. You know, they've made a lot of changes. Elliot knows this. They've to accommodate the bike lanes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They've ruined traffic. And they've also did some bad planning as far as traffic.
Traffic flow.
Thank you. Goes. Yeah. And so now Culver City is basically, it's either at any given time, a complete fucking gridlock. While the bike lanes are empty, there's nobody on the streets at all.
Weird.
And it's
and Los Angeles is following suit because Venice Boulevard has got a lot of that too.
Yes,
I haven't noticed it affecting my day very much, but I don't drive during rush hour very often. So.
Culver City's horrible.
Yeah,
it is absolutely horrible. All right, here we go. This is I pulled this out. Dear Never Not Funny Gang, a year or two, I sent you some copies of my Essential Rock and Pop and Essential Women Who Rock and Pop trivia books.
Yeah.
To thank you for the years of loving the show and promise that I would finish the musicals one soon, and I finally did.
Oh, boy.
I've loved all your conversations on musicals, and it really helped inform the feel of the book, for better or for worse. Also, having moved back to the LA area, I've appreciated the time you devote to traffic patterns around the Southland. Nice timing on that. So far, I've managed to avoid seeing any of you at the Pantages or the Amundsen or, thank God, Matt's mom. Although my daughter and I did get to see Elliot doing Sondheim.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, here's a copy of for each of you and your charming guest, plus a copy of my last trivia book, the Essential Americana / Alt Country / Twang Core Music Trivia Quiz Book. Garen, I'll let you throw that one away, which I did not send to you because of what's happening right now to Jimmy's face when he says the word twangcore. This guy's on it today. How about we let Matt have a crack? How about we let Matt have it for the crack about his mom, which I'm sure she didn't deserve and is a very nice person. Yeah, I met her in stride. I disagree, but I mean, thank you much for all the funny and the rest. And again, it's a W-A-U-G-H, Juan, right? But probably Vaughn, right? Maybe Juan? Juan, right?
Is it just Wah?
Wah.
Wah, right.
I think it's
Wah. It's Wah, right. Yeah, I don't like that.
Waff?
Like
I think it's Wah. I think
yeah, I think we went through this when he said the other
one. All right. Garen, I'm going to give this so that I don't have to look at that guy's name ever again. Hey, Garen caught it.
Nice catch.
All right, here they come. Music that doesn't suck trivia, musicals.
Love it.
Garen.
Oh, boy.
Who's really going to love this is Zoe.
All right, Matt, open up any page.
Okay.
And then here's that music. Here's that Twivia shit one. You want that one, Matt?
Twivia?
You can say no.
It's Twivia.
What is it?
It's the Americana Alt Country Cowpunk Trivia Quiz Book.
Oh, so he said twang.
I'm going to read you one question for him.
Okay, yeah.
Here's the thing. If you get it right, you get this.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The category is Alejandro Escovedo.
Oh, okay. Already on good, solid ground.
All right. In which of these bands was Alejandro not a member? The True Believers, The Nuns, Rank and File, Mott the Hoople, Buick McCain. It's actually pretty. It's
Mott the Hoople.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? It's got to be. Where are the answers? Where are the answers to this one? Mott the Hoople, yeah.
In this one, it's right at the bottom.
After nearly two decades in the business, what was Alejandro's first solo album in 1992? Gravity? 13 years with these hands, more miles than money.
The second one.
Wrong. It's Gravity. Come on, man. Take it seriously. Who was Alejandro on his way to see play in Houston when he got a text that the artist wanted him to come up and sing Always a Friend for the encore? Is it Bob Dylan, Steve Earle, Ryan Adams, Bruce Springsteen?
Steve Earle.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Who is Alejandro's niece, the queen of percussion, whose signature hit was 1985's A Love Bizarre?
Is that Sheely?
That's Sheely, yeah. All right, so you got two of the four.
Can I make a little edit on that question?
Which one?
The one you just asked?
Yeah.
Read it again?
Yeah. Love Bizarre is the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're getting at?
No. The question. The
Who is Alejandro's niece?
Period. Back up. Who is Alejandro? Question.
It's ironically, we're learning a lot about him through these questions.
Yes.
More than I've ever known.
Well, what's interesting is the name Escovedo is right. That's Sheila E.'s last name.
Yeah.
And it's also that guy that is the was George Lopez's musical director. Is that who it was?
Oh, yeah.
Was it George Lopez?
Maybe that was him.
Oh, that would have been him. You're right.
That would make sense.
Who is George Lopez? George Lopez's musical director.
Hold on. I have to look at it. It's giving me George Lopez, who is a musical director.
Oh, come on.
What was this show called?
The George Lopez show?
Yeah. The talk show?
Or just me.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lopez Tonight?
There it is.
I think it is. I think it's Lopez Tonight.
That's what it is, Lopez Tonight.
And who's the musical director?
Lopez Tonight.
It's not Ricky Minor. He's busy doing other stuff.
Michael Bearden.
That's not it. That's wrong.
Michael Bearden also appeared on the show as himself.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Well, I don't know who this is. All right. Matt, read us a musicals trivia.
The first page I opened up to turned out to be an answer page for some reason.
All right.
So I have to try again. Okay. So this is the new page.
Here's what I'm going to do while you look that up.
Yeah.
When our guest Autumn gets here, I'm going to say, without telling her why, what do you have a bigger love for, musicals or Americana All-Country Cowpunk? And whatever one she says, she gets the book.
Okay.
Because if she says Americana All-Country Cowpunk, then she deserves to have that more than you do.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I don't want it. I can't be more clear. I don't want it. If anyone in this room should have it, it's Garen. He's the closest in musical taste.
I mean, are we sure, though? Does he really have the bona fides? No, is this not working?
You doing your bit?
Yeah, huh?
Fun.
Yeah, all right.
You know who we should give it to? Tyler, because Tyler will take, of course, he'll take anything we give him.
Yeah, that's true.
He took a, because of Thanksgiving, as I said on the show, I had some extra factor meals that I purchased.
Yep.
And I brought them in for you guys to enjoy, and even that was too many for you guys. And so Tyler took the spicy turkey and mac cheese and said it was delicious.
Yeah, he gave it a 10 out of 10 when I walked in.
Yeah, he's all in on Factor now, he says.
Yeah, and I had the chicken piccata last night, and that was also fantastic.
Right, that's a win.
Yeah.
That is a win.
I got some questions about the cooking time instructions.
Well, there's some, they've changed their instructions, haven't they?
Yes, and I'm not sure it's for the better, because I think it was still tasted great, but I think I should have just taken the broccoli out halfway, because what was fine for the chicken side made the broccoli crazy. It was still tasted good. It was just like overdone.
You know what I'm never doing? Taking something out of a TV dinner halfway through.
Well, that's the other thing. I kind of feel like since you're reheating the already cooked chicken, half the time probably would have been fine for the chicken also.
Am I remembering right? Because it's been a little while since I've had a factor meal, but each thing has its own little dish.
Yeah.
So what I had done was I would cut it and keep the dish for each one and then cook them and then just take it out. Guy.
What the fuck?
Solving problems with his scissors.
Look at you. Is that solving problems or is making a very simple procedure more difficult?
I mean,
again, the Elliot Hopper way. The name of your book, musical, movie, whatever you want it to be.
Epitaph.
Yes.
All right, let's get this question.
All right, go ahead.
You're going to like this one. I don't know the answer for sure. I think I know the answer. But it's relevant to our interests in this room.
Okay.
What song was Lin-Manuel Miranda's first to top the charts?
Oh.
Oh,
buzz in with your name.
Well, I don't know the name of it. I'll say Jimmy, the one from Moana.
Anyone else? I haven't looked at the answer yet, but I have my own guess.
I couldn't think of it, even if I tried.
We'll take a swing and say it's Quiet Uptown.
That topped the charts?
Because Kelly Clarkson covered it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, around the mixtape, yeah.
Yeah.
I am guessing... We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto. That is my guess.
That is probably the answer. I forgot he did that.
The answer, We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Yeah.
The Encanto character was originally named Oscar, but Miranda wanted to be able to go Bruno, no, no, no.
So they changed it for that.
The power of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
The power of a Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. Well, good for you, Matt. You got it. and it, as your prize, you get Americana.
Congratulations.
Again, I will offer that up to our guest. All right, another piece of mail here. Oh, my left arm with a torn labrum trying to
bad idea.
Lift that up.
Yeah. It does look heavy.
It's not, but it's just heavy enough to be annoying to my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the wrong blade.
You're also on the wrong side.
Here it comes.
This is one of those boxes.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Here it comes. Here it comes. I'm getting what I can
wait. Pizza fold.
Text message from...
I think our guest is here.
All right. Well, Garen, go take care of that.
Did Tyler let them in?
Yes.
I know the box is a nightmare, but...
Love it. That's my son, Oliver, who was texting, if anyone's curious. What I did is because Paul Reiser commented on how young we look over there.
Yeah.
On the heels of you and I discussing, hey, we should refresh that a little bit because it's kind of all from the same era. Mm. So I got us a new Ooh. Canvas.
Oh, boy.
A new canvas to replace.
It'd be so funny if it was just the same picture.
Sneaky Jimmy.
What's that?
You're replacing Sneaky Jimmy?
I like Sneaky Jimmy. I think you're replacing this guy.
Yeah. Okay. Because that one, that's from a Parkcast-a-thon.
Yeah. Are they both from the...
two different Parkcast-a-thons.
So this is...
Look at that.
It's that guy.
Gorgeous.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a great picture.
This is one that we used on our Never Not Funny tour poster for admittedly, it's pre-pandemic, so it is 5 years old. So, yes, we still do look younger in it. Mm-hmm. But that's a great photo.
Yeah. Right.
And it's got some different colors that wall doesn't have.
Good point.
Yeah.
So, we'll take down that one, the one that's in this upper corner. Elliot will do the honors.
Let's see. Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
I mean, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look like we went out of our way to, even more so than the other pictures we have, look like a gay couple.
Yeah.
Like somehow we were like, nah, that's just not good enough. We have to somehow look more like we're sending a Christmas card out to our
family. It is very Christmas cardy, but I mean, this one really is.
Yeah.
That one. I'm kind of glad to have this one down.
You don't like that one?
I don't love it. You're welcome to take it home.
Nah, I'm good.
You know what?
I don't.
Maybe it hits the sidewalk sale.
Oh, there you go. Oh, actually, boy, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
That's a perfect place for that.
I think the next one to go is one of the of us. And let's update the gang.
We need a new.
Yeah,
I've never.
I did that to myself with the facial hair.
And you're not a fan of it? Was that the Jim Croce?
That was the Jim Croce thing.
Yeah.
Because I can't grow his actual like long, flowy mustache.
The handlebar.
Yeah, so I faked it, and it comes across more as like, I guess it's supposed to be like a truck driver. So it's not in a flattering way.
I think you look very handsome in that photo. I think you're being unfair to yourself.
Well, I think...
you got a nice smile, and that photo shows it.
Yeah.
That's the Shakespeare hairdo era that I think is best left in the past.
I will say, you're more handsome with your hair short like this.
Except for that one photo.
What photo?
The one, the Smolder. You remember Smolder?
Uh-uh.
It was
X-Files?
The F-5. I didn't get my mic on fast enough.
can I be honest? I went, don't say it.
That's what we're here for, the low-hanging fruit.
Low? We picked that up off the ground.
Yeah, almost tripped over it.
I buried it. What?
So the one with the different color red background, the sort of more brown background where I had the green shirt.
What?
I was just like, I'll have to find the photo.
Yeah, find it, because I don't know what you're talking about. And I've lost interest. All right, so you know what? Let's hang on to that box then.
Yeah.
And I will add that to the... sidewalk sale.
Nice.
And then
we'll sign it.
Do they want it signed? You know what? Let's give that to the whoever buys it has the option.
Okay.
Send it. So I'm announcing it now. Whoever buys that one, you then send me a message saying if you want us to sign it. Because they may not.
Yeah.
Because,
By the way, do we know when the auctions for, speaking of canvases.
Hey, yes.
They're finally up. I don't know if that auction ends.
It's 12 days.
Okay, great.
Oh, good.
So now, finally. At long last.
We were, the problem was, I was told get moving on this, and they weren't ready.
Right.
And I did not understand it was going to be the 12 days of giving for Smile Train. And I thought it was over on the 3rd.
Right. We thought we were trying to like get the plug in before the Monday after Thanksgiving, or the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. But it turns out that's when the auction went up. So you can finally bid on the 2012 and 2013 Parkcast-a-thon guest canvases with the Michael Muldoon artwork. And, and the cast here will sign those. I guess that's
whether
also,
you want it or not.
I guess is that also optional? I don't know.
Sign what? That's not optional.
Yeah.
They are advertised as signed.
Okay.
That said, if whoever wins those sends an email to Fan Club of Jimmy Pardo and said, you know what, you don't have to sign it.
Yeah, we have not signed them yet.
Then we don't have to sign them.
So anyway, go to our website and you'll see a link to it. Or probably a link on smiletrain.org also.
But. Yeah, they got some other items too, football helmets and some other...
Jerry Rice signed football helmet.
Is that who it is?
There's a Troy Aikman Dallas Cowboys jersey too.
Yeah, pretty cool. Signed, yeah.
All right.
If you like that.
I don't. But I hear...
either.
I get what you're coming from.
Somebody
but
does.
It's cool.
Somebody's going to like it. I got my Aaron Rodgers jersey, man. I like putting that thing on.
Yeah.
I like putting that thing on and walking past the pharmacy and flipping it off. That's what I do.
Troy Aikman, I believe, was my era of UCLA. He was the I think he was a quarterback.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know he went to UCLA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's all I got.
Okay. How many football games did you go to?
You mean voluntarily?
Well, why would you be forced to?
My dad went to UCLA, and we went to pretty much every football game.
Okay.
And then we went to every basketball game.
But so once you were a student, did you stop going?
We still went, and there were a couple times where, like, I did have an acquaintance who was on the team, and so I got kind of a benefit out of that, like, one game, but we weren't close friends or anything, so it didn't go past that, but,
what do you mean kind of a benefit? Shout-out on the 15-yard line?
I got to go down next to the sidelines and chitter-chat with him for a second.
With this guy that you barely know?
Yeah. Because nice. he was a very nice man. Young man who wanted, you know, friends to come. So he said, oh, you come down and say hello. And I did. That was cool.
Did that gentleman go on to play in the bigs?
I don't remember his name. So I don't know.
Good friend.
Never said that.
I know. you said acquaintance
he
guy.
Could really been more careful about I how I do not have a connection to this guy.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, but when it comes to sports, I enjoy watching football more than the other sports because it stops and I can think about it and then it starts again and you see what they do.
Oh, you're the guy who likes that.
Yeah, I really am. I don't know which way you're making fun of me.
That's the number one thing I fucking hate about football. Yeah. It's so boring because it takes so long.
Keep moving.
It's the guy who loves soccer where nothing happens for an hour and a half.
Fair. They never stop playing.
That's true.
If you understand the game, it's constant action.
If you call that playing.
I mean, you could take a boring game and isolate and say, yeah, nothing's happening here. But
as the Simpsons famously did.
Right. But in a good soccer game, there's something happening all the time.
So they score 2 points?
Oh, my God.
They're not wrong. I love baseball, but I acknowledge that some folks, it's a boring game.
It's a lot of standing around in baseball.
Yeah,
and go ahead.
Don't like watching baseball on TV, but I do enjoy going to a stadium and watching baseball. It's a whole different world.
It is. I agree with that, Gary.
Yeah, it's.
I'll say this, and this will put you on your heels. Soccer is the never not funny of sports.
You mean there's nothing going on?
Because it's about nothing, and it keeps going.
There's one difference, Matt, though, is that it has a specific time limit.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think we should contact Big Soccer and give them that pull quote?
I think they might like that.
And then we can do the... We can do the commercials for soccer just to get
happy to do it.
Oh, they would love that.
I mean, I make fun of it, but I have come along to enjoying soccer because
you wanted
show.
To jerk off to some TV show.
That show.
That doesn't count, Garen.
Welcome to Wrexham, Yeah.
Why did you finish that sentence?
I don't know.
Have they done a gay porn yet called Welcome to Rectum?
Yeah, Garen.
They must have.
You're our man on the inside.
Let me do some research on that. I'll find out. Let me find out.
All right. Listen, let's take a break. We come back. We got to go around the horn. We got everybody's O. We're matching Garen dramas that begin with the letter O, and also find out what Garen and Elliot and everybody did over the Thanksgiving holiday. We didn't have a chance to do that with motor mouth Jeff Babko here on Monday, who may or may not still be finishing the Julio Iglesias story. A story that I, by the way, loved every second of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm ball busting a friend. That's what that is.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, I wouldn't say that about somebody that was not a friend.
Yeah.
And who would not know that it was a joke. Trust me, I've learned my lesson over the years. I know who to make jokes about.
Don't be a dick to someone unless you're good enough friends with them that they can mistakenly think you're kidding.
Right? Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
No, I was kidding because, again...
No, it was great.
It was great. He was talking about something I cared about.
Right. Well, and then the fact that he just sort of like casually that story casually wound its way into then I had dinner with Barry fucking Gibb.
I mean,
and David Foster. And
how that wasn't the headline of the story.
Yeah.
And then like, oh, remember I ever tell you about the time I had dinner with Barry Gibb? Oh, yeah. And then this is how it happened. Yeah. Nope. It starts way over here.
And then I kind of respect that confidence.
He didn't even think of it like that. He was like, oh, you know, as a matter of fact, that leads me to this thing.
Here's the funny part. I was, and then we have to take a break. And I don't want to get into the details of what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will ask him to share it next time. I was leading him into a story he never got to.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So the story was like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then he had a story. But then the Julio Iglesias thing sidetracked for, I want to say, 53 minutes. So we never got to it. The great Jeff Babko.
He was there. Barry Gibb was grieving his brother at that dinner, he said.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. That is an intense evening, I think.
Yeah, crazy.
Wild.
And there was Jeff Babko.
Yeah.
Having three pairs of glasses like Elton John.
But let's think about the timeline of that. Andy Gibb, he was grieving Andy Gibb, who died in, what, 1980?
Was it, I don't think I think he was grieving. Wasn't it Morris? What year was that?
Well, that's that was what I was going to ask, because if it was Morris, it's this. Jeff was, he's my age roughly, a little older maybe, but like we're talking, this must have been the mid 90s.
That'd be Morris Gibb.
Oh, he died then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he died in 88.
88. Oh, wow. That's later than that.
In 2003.
All right. So it was Andy.
We're talking Andy.
So he was still.
The way I took that story was that it was years later and he was still.
Let me say
it.
Get over it. I'm kidding. 100% kidding. Maybe he's got another brother, too, that wasn't in the business.
Oh, wow.
No, I made that up.
I think we would know from the documentary.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's the only living Gibb.
Gibb.
Karen, did you realize when you walked back into the room there was a different picture on the wall?
That one?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Good looking photo.
Yeah.
And then, I got to look. Matt, look for a good group photo of us.
Okay.
In the group photos that you've taken over the last couple of years.
The thing is, it can't be that same background as that one unless we rotate that one. Because they can't be
gray on gray on gray.
Yeah.
Well, we could do some Photoshop magic if you'd like.
Yeah, do some Photoshop magic.
Okay.
It wouldn't be too hard these days.
Wouldn't be hard.
Because I think we have a good one from the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a good one from in here, too.
We do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Photoshop that in.
If the Scooby I know what you're gang.
Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe we should use that
If the Scooby-Doo gang was all guys, it would be that. it would be that.
Yeah,
picture.
Agreed.
We are deaf.
Yeah.
Who am I in this scenario?
Who would you be in Scooby-Doo, in the Scooby-Doo world? Who are we all?
I guess
so. You've got to be. Fred or Daphne.
I think I've got to be Fred because I'm the leader of the pack.
I might be Velma.
I think I'm Velma.
You don't think he's Velma?
I think he's Velma.
He's Velma, but he's also Shaggy.
Yeah, but I'm in that picture. I'm
Darren's
Shaggy.
Kind of all of them.
Yeah, Garrett, yeah, that's true.
I'm a one man Scooby gang.
You know what? Do a one man show. They're very popular. They're back.
There you go.
People are talking about it. You're everybody. But I think it's him. He drops his glasses. He can't find them. He's a klutz.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not happy with any of the archetypes in that show from myself. Unless I'm Scooby himself.
What, do you want to be the groundsman who does all the crimes?
Maybe.
Yeah, you're not Shaggy.
No, I look like
nobody in here is really. I mean, he's the dopiest of us all. I mean, that drug wise, not dumb.
So I'm actually probably Velma.
Yeah, and I guess I'm
you're Daphne.
Daphne. I guess I'm Daphne.
Not wrong with that. You can wear a scarf.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hear me out though. I think actually Matt is Fred and you are Daphne because I think you're the cheesecake.
What?
In the room.
What?
Yeah, that didn't come out exactly the way I intended.
I think I'm how is the name of the show not Fred? Fred's the guy.
So you're Scooby-Doo.
I drive the fucking machine.
So you're Scooby-Doo.
Fine, then I'm Scooby. Yeah. Then I'm two characters. I'm Fred Walker doing both voices. Okay. I drive the machine.
You do.
Let's start over. A-Team. Who's who? You're all Hannibal. Right. Obviously, you're Hannibal.
I'm George Peppard.
You have to be. You're the leader.
Well, see, and I would say you're face.
Again, it's the roles. Like if we're talking roles, he's the boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss.
Okay.
As a reminder, and December 15th is that get together.
And you're
Tony Danza. I guess I'm.
You're Danny Pintoro.
You're Angela.
I think I'm Angela.
No, he's the kid. He's Danny Pintoro.
Yeah, yeah,
or
right.
I'm the grandma. What was her name? Mona?
Catherine.
The one I named my dog after?
All right. Our guest is patiently waiting this grabassery happens.
Ridiculous.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Reminded me of my joke from my open mic days of when I was a kid, you'd say, hey, let's play Starsky and Hutch. I'm Starsky, I'm Hutch. What's happening these days? Let's play A-Team. I'm George Peppard. I'm the bland nothing guy.
I'm the gray-haired old man.
Everybody gets to say, I get to be Mr. T. I get to be face. I guess I'll be George Peppard.
Yeah. He was cool, though, I thought.
You got the cigar?
Yeah. I was never a big George Peppard fan. Never a big fan. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, gang. Matt here with some dates for you. Autumn Brewer is on social media at Autumn Brewer. And don't forget that spelling on Brewer is very strange. It's B-R-E-U-W-E-R. Also, if you go to her social media, you'll probably find her link tree, and that's where you can find out what shows she's doing around town and maybe even on the road. So do that. Definitely check her out wherever you can. I should also mention we're all on Blue Sky now. If you want to follow Jimmy, at Jimmy Pardo, at Elliot Hochberg, at my name is Garen, and I'm at Matt Belknap. I don't really use it, but you can send me a follow, whatever. That's cool. And oh, and obviously Annette Never Not Funny, which we need to sort of, by the time you hear this, maybe we will have transitioned, but we got to transition away from the other guy to Blue Sky. So that's what we're going to be doing. Finally, I want to mention we're doing our next audio live stream on the 19th of December, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. If you're a tier two or higher, you can listen in as we record, even in the breaks. That will be, and we will take phone calls. I know last time that the phone call thing didn't happen, but we will definitely do it this time to make up for that. So if you're tier two or higher, go to nevernotfunny.com. You'll see the link there. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 35 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Name of the episode. Autumn Brewer is here. I met Autumn not that long ago. I met Autumn when I hosted the now the infamous I Don't Want to Host the Omnipop Showcase Night.
Right.
Which was good. It was a tight show, with the exception of a few who don't know how to tell time, who may still be there doing their sets, mm-hmm. waiting for Jeff Babko to finish his story about Julio Iglesias so that they can leave the green room and then go up and then Willie Mack will do, I think, 45 minutes?
That's what he did.
Is that what he did, Autumn?
I think he did 45, maybe 50 minutes.
How'd you do on time? I forget if you came in tight or were you a little long.
I was doing great on time, and then the audience kept laughing at me, like in a mean way, it felt.
No, you know, you kept commenting on that, and I think I didn't know what you were talking about. What do you mean they were laughing at
well,
you?
Well, a lot of my jokes are making fun of myself, and then they were laughing too hard. They were like, yeah, that's right. You do look like someone who gets kidnapped all the time. It felt mean. It felt more like laughing at me. So really? Then I had to stop and talk to them a little bit.
Yeah.
So I did go over, but not by much.
Did I comment on how long you went over? Or,
I don't
or
think
were you
so.
One that I did not?
I said I was going to go over before I went over.
That doesn't make it okay.
But I gave you a warning. I did.
Yeah,
I told
get
you
a warning shot.
Yeah.
But who was the young lady that went very long? She's been on this program.
There was a couple who did, so now I'm like, I don't know which one.
There are two, and they've both been here, I want to say. Hmm. Oh, I can't. Meredith? Is there a Meredith?
There is a Meredith, yeah.
She went really long.
I think so.
Wasn't it her?
I think so. She was one of them, yeah.
And who's the other one?
I want to say Leah Rudick did.
Did Leah go long?
I don't know.
No, Leah was up early and didn't.
Oh, she didn't? Okay.
I want to say because I was still, Willie Mack was still the
Willie Mack went really
leader
long.
In the clubhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Meredith and another lady comedian went very long.
I don't know.
Danny Duffy, is that his name?
Danny Dunn.
If it's a 10-minute set, Matt, 9:59.
Love it.
Professional Danny Dunn.
Nice work, Danny.
He gets tall redhead.
And what does he get for it? Not booked on the show, apparently.
No.
We got enough white guys.
Yes.
There's too many, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been with Omnipop for how long?
Almost 3 years. Almost. I think coming up to 3 years.
36
yeah.
months.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you the question, but it's time to play everybody's favorite game. What is Bruce Smith doing right now?
What time is it?
11:21.
We could call him and find out.
No, I think you could answer it. What do you think he's doing right now?
Oh, he's probably in his office, I would assume. That's where, if this time I could call him up. Do you guys know him better than me? Oh,
just
my gosh.
On a very basic level, what
yeah,
is he doing?
I think you
like,
know,
not even where he is.
It doesn't even
like,
matter
talking?
What time of day.
Yeah,
is
there, you got it.
Yes.
You got it. Okay, very good. All right. The answer is talking, no yeah. matter what time or day or location.
Yes, he is
Bruce
talking.
Bruce is talking.
Yeah. You develop an anxiety disorder, get him on the phone, and he'll leave you alone. That's what I did. Well, I had one before, but...
You had... Walk me through what that means.
Okay, so I have really bad anxiety. I really bad phone anxiety specifically, so, like, I hate being on the phone. Hmm. And I didn't know that Bruce was a talker after a month of being with him, he calls me up, and I'm like, okay. I answer the phone, and I'm stuck on the phone for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is awful. And so I just talked about having enough anxiety on stage and would send him my tapes all the time.
He caught on.
And now my phone calls are 5 minutes tops.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe he picks up because I'm like, okay, yeah, yeah. This is great. Thank you so much. I got to go. And he's like, talk to you later. I'm like, great. But in person, I still have the hour-long conversations. I haven't mastered that yet. But phone
you're
calls?
Okay, like anxiety-wise, you're okay with that?
Well, it's in-person? Not great. I don't okay. love it, but yeah. it
with
is
with anybody
better.
Or just him?
Anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know, explain the anxiety about the telephone, because it seems so The phone is safer than in person, in my opinion. I was trying to think of the right word, but I don't have the vocabulary for it because I'm an old man.
I would think so. I don't know. Maybe because in person, I can pick up more cues that people are giving me than on the phone. And also, I feel like if I don't know someone's calling me and then they're calling me,
it's like an ambush.
Yeah. I'm like, what is so important? Yeah. You can't wait until we're in person. So I think maybe that's what it is, the sense of urgency with a phone call.
I think it, if I may, I think this is you being 40 years younger than me, that, you know, we used to, the phone rang, you loved it. You
no,
loved
I,
it.
I relate to what she's saying, because I remember being, when I was a younger kid, like before I had phone calls with friends, like, you know, if I was home alone and the phone rang, it sent me into a panic. It's like, I don't want to, like, I should answer it, but I don't want to answer it. And if I answer it, this is also before we had an answering machine. So it was like, I should answer it, but then I'm going to be called upon to do something.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to have to know the answer to something or like write something down, take a message. And I was just like, that created anxiety in me. So I definitely, it does feel like it. It's like you're home, you're relaxed, like everything's fine. And then suddenly there's an invasion and you're like, I didn't want this or expect this. Why is this happening?
Well, in a way, it's that, you know, that Sebastian Maniscalco bit about having when somebody knocks at the door.
Yeah.
And in the old days, it's like, oh, company's here. Come on in. Have dinner. Join us.
Yeah.
And now it's like, everybody down.
Yeah.
Everybody down. That is a very pared down version of that. I will say, perfect piece of comedy.
Yes.
The phone call is similar to that in 2024, as opposed to when I was a kid in 1978. If the phone rang, I was we were the opposite. Phone rang. Who is it? Maybe it's somebody that wants to do something. Maybe it's a family member saying, "Hey, why don't you come over for dinner on the weekend?" So if the phone rang, it was exciting times.
Mm.
Now the phone rings, it's like, what the fuck? Or and especially at, you know, with people with older relatives.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Who died?
I didn't like talking to adults at all as a kid. I never wanted to talk to an adult. I was scared of adults. I thought they seemed menacing to me. And so like a phone call meant an adult was going to be talking to me, and I didn't want that.
You know what? I'm going to go back. You are Shaggy. If you find the adults menacing.
Okay. Well,
that's a word he would use.
Yeah.
Oh, it's menacing.
No, we were trying.
All right, now do Shaggy.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Autumn, we were trying to assign the roles of the four members of the Scooby gang to ourselves, and it was hard. It's hard to do. Once you get to know us a little better, maybe you can chime in on
all
that.
Right.
But I don't know. Shaggy doesn't. That's the only place I overlap with Shaggy, I think.
You're not Shaggy.
I mean, I am a coward.
You're
for sure.
Oh, yes.
So that part works. It's Garen has to.
Do you like sandwiches?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like sandwiches?
Yeah, that's a broad category.
Autumn, your thought on a sandwich?
I love a sandwich.
What's your favorite of the sandwiches? If you're going to go home tonight or today, this afternoon, and then it's time for lunch, and you're going to make yourself a sandwich.
Yeah,
What would you make yourself?
Well, making myself is different, because I feel like if I'm making myself one, it's going to be simple.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to buy one, I usually get it at like an Italian with a bunch of meats and make it warm.
Huh?
An Italian?
A hot Italian
hot
sandwich.
Hot Italian with a bunch of meats.
We're still talking sandwiches?
<And make it. laughs>
Yeah. That's that hot stuff you did on the Amity Pop Showcase. And that's the stuff that people got mad at her about.
Do you like a meatball sub? Is that a...
I'm not necessarily. There's not a... Because that's just like one thing. Because I feel like with Italian, you can put a bunch of different stuff.
What do you get? The salami?
Yeah, salami, ham. What else do they put on there? Pepperoni?
You can get a pepperoni.
You can put some pepperoni on there.
What's the one with P that I...
Prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
Oh, prosciutto?
Yeah.
Or is it prosciutto?
Which I
prosciutto,
think is just ham. That's just fancy
ham.
It's a fatty ham.
Yeah.
It's a fatty ham.
Tastes a little different. Saltier.
Yeah. And by the way, that was my nickname in the 80s, Fatty Ham. I was a different guy back
then. Not very nice.
No, it wasn't nice, but it was, you know, at least people cared enough to give me a nickname.
Yeah, sure.
Autumn, let's find out about your personal life. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Is that right?
Yeah. And have you been there?
Yes, I work Go Bananas on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It is in my top five clubs in the country.
Oh, really?
Did you start there?
No, I started in Los Angeles.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but I have performed there. Yeah.
I love it. I love Mikey, who runs the joint, and I've recorded my album. Two of my albums there? One of my albums.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah, I think just one.
Yeah, the most recent one from 12 years ago. I love Go Bananas.
Yeah, it's a great club. Have you been there since they remodeled?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've only seen the remodel. I didn't know what it looked like before.
It looked really similar.
Okay.
Yeah. It was one of those where it's like you get a text, can't wait for you to see the remodel.
Oh.
And then you show up and you're like, what do you think? Great. Great. I'm not 100% sure I know what's different. The wall, right. The background is much, much different. It's actually much nicer.
Gotcha.
They do a great job. I love it. You go in there. It's a low ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 225 people that fit in there. They're all looking at you. They're all listening. It's perfect. It's a comedy club. It's perfect.
Yeah. It's a good space. Yeah. I like it.
Is your family still there?
My mom is still there. The rest of my family is all in Cleveland. My parents are from Cleveland, Ohio. So now like everybody is in Cleveland except for my mom.
Why did your mom stay in Cincy? Everybody else went. I probably a divorce of some sort.
Yeah. My parents got divorced when I was like, five. I was young. And my brother moved to Cleveland, and then my dad moved to Cleveland, and then my mom has just stayed in.
She's staying away from those two jerks.
Yes.
Do you think the divorce is why you're afraid of the phone?
I don't think it's the divorce. I think it's many other things. Maybe, actually, I will say for parents who got a divorce, they were pretty well behaved. I was at both houses equally, and they didn't usually bring me and my brother into whatever they had going on.
Good.
So, and now whenever I go into Cleveland or Cincinnati, like, we all get together.
Your old man and your mom, mm-hmm, and your brother will all, it's a whole family reunion.
Yes. Yeah.
That's nice.
So,
is anybody comfortable with me with using the phrase old man? Because that's not something I say. Why did that just happen? I don't say that.
Also, he's probably younger than you.
Her father?
How old are you?
I'm younger than your dad. I can tell you that. Let's go that route. How old's your dad?
He is going to turn 61.
Aha. I'm younger.
Aha. Oh, wow.
I would have guessed. I would have been on your side. I would have guessed.
They're like around the same age. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have said. I would. I was going to guess he was 55. The Hagar, but
they actually 61. Had for the time that they had kids. They had kids pretty late in their marriage. I think they were married for like 5 or 6 years before they had my brother's older. Before they had my brother, so and at the time it was like everybody was getting pregnant within a year of marriage. Right. So,
You were born in the 90s.
I'm not supposed to say, actually, yes, I don't care. But I just look young. So everybody's like, you can't tell people how old you are because then they won't cast you in younger things. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yes, they will.
Look like you're the age they want. Right.
That's
don't.
What I said.
Not, you can't
but
trick
people,
them.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. I tell people my age because it doesn't bother me at all.
But you haven't told us.
Well, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, this long ramble is successfully some puzzle that we didn't ever hear the answer. You're not born in the 90s? 80s?
No, I was born in 76, actually.
The Spirit?
Yeah.
The Bicentennial? First of all, you weren't.
No, I was born in the 90s, yeah. Yes.
The
90s. Well, there's people who were born in the 2000s.
Yes.
Who might,
well, the know. 90s is still 30s. You'd be 30 years old, if right? You 94.
Could, you could be, or you could be.
Could be.
Late 20s.
Yeah.
Could be younger.
All right, so, and it's all...
You could be as young as 25, I guess.
I guess you could be, right? Yeah, 25 would be 99.
Yeah.
Turn of the century. Mm-hmm. So I would say Olivia, Sid, and you, all Omnipop, mm-hmm, are probably the three youngest people we've had on the program, which makes me look like some sort of fucking perv.
Well, hold on,
and
hold on a second,
women,
though.
Too?
I said,
yeah, Jimmy, what are you doing?
Well, Oliver Griffin Pardo, of course.
Who has been a, you know, a guest name, so he counts.
Yeah, he counts, but I guess he's also part of, if I may, he is literally part of the family.
Sure.
Yeah. Even though he's a guest. But as far as outsiders go,
sure.
I would say those three from Omnipop are probably the youngest.
So what you're saying is you're going to have to book a 23-year-old man just to balance this out.
I don't have to. I think we've booked some. I think that Bruce and Zach have thrown some of those at us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We had them recently, the young man whose name escapes me because I have the memory of a thing that has a bad memory.
Did the guy who was...
Goldfish. Thank you.
Did the guy who was, I think, Kumail's assistant, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Was he a guest?
Yeah, he was a guest.
So he was young?
No, he's probably 40 years old now.
But when he was here.
He was 38.
Why can't none of us think of his
Brad
name?
Gage.
Brad there Gage. There you go.
Yeah. Brad Gage. I would say Brad Gage is 43 years old, if I had to. Question for you, completely off topic.
Yes.
I don't know anything about you. Do you love musicals?
Not necessarily.
Follow up.
No.
Do you love Americana alt-country cowpunk music?
I don't think I know what that is. Yeah. Americana.
You get yourself a musical book.
I'll take it.
There we go.
What does this say?
That's a musical trivia book.
Music that doesn't suck. I'll take it.
Yeah. Musical. All right. So now I'll let you answer the question about musicals. You have thoughts on musicals?
Not honestly, no. I feel like I had a bigger opinion when I was younger. I was kind of anti-musical. It was because I just didn't understand it, I think, is what it was.
Right.
And now I don't mind them, but I'm not. I think because I didn't grow up obsessed with them, yeah. When it happens, I'm like, okay. But I tell you what, people who are into musicals, they seem like they are having a lot of fun.
they do enjoy it.
They really, yeah. really enjoy it. And I will say I am jealous of it, but... I don't have much of opinion on musicals. I think you are a big musical person.
I love musicals.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you?
I don't have fun. I can't wait to get to this part you're talking about with this having a good time. We all do. Right? I think we all like the musical in this room.
Okay.
Well, my family accused me of not actually loving
musicals. Yeah, you may not.
Because I didn't like the movie Wicked. But I think it's just that I have a very, like, My criteria for what makes something good is different than other people. Like, I think a lot of people can watch a musical where the songs are great and the story is like nonsense and mm-hmm. they can enjoy it. I cannot enjoy that. Like, I love the idea of a good story being told with music, but a bad story. By the way, speaking of, I just saw the Back to the Future musical.
Oh, you did go? Oh.
Yeah, I did. That I've never seen a better example of this does not need to be a musical. It's such a good story. Like, that movie is so perfect that making it twice as long with songs that don't need to be there is crazy to me. It's just absolutely crazy. Though a scene will happen exactly the way it happens in the movie. Mm-hmm. And you're like, great, got it. That's a perfect scene. And then they will sing for 2 minutes the exact information that we just already got from the scene. I'm like, either do one or the other, but also don't sing. How about just don't sing? We don't need it.
Wait, what, play? You
want
to play?
I don't want Back to the Future to play.
No one's going to that. No one's going to that. I think they should have filled it out with 50s music, like jukebox style. Like they wrote a bunch of original songs.
For you think it should be a jukebox?
Which is not a good idea. Like
they're all first draft songs. They all feel like they
really
just wrote them before they went on stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for the creepiest songs where the mom sings about Marty.
That's the only good
ones. Those are the only good songs.
Everything else,
it's not bad songs. There's not.
The reason
they're not memorable.
I think the reason why those are good though is because, like, in the bed, you know, the scene in the bedroom where he wakes up and she's like caring for him and he thinks he was just dreaming and then he finds out, oh my god, this is my mom at the age of 17. That scene, the song she sings is a very 50s style song, mm-hmm. like, you know, like something you would hear in Hairspray or mm-hmm. Grease or something. And so it makes sense. And if it had all been like that, I think it would have worked better. But that's the only one that's really like that. And so it's kind of frustrating.
Are you guys going to go see the Doc Hollywood musical?
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's another Michael J. Fox movie, Garrett. That's the joke there. In my brain went Doc Hollywood or Secret of My Success. And I knew Secret of My Success would make me slur and stumble. So I went with Doc Hollywood, which I think was still the better choice because you got that hard.
It punches.
Got that hard.
Yeah, it punches.
And more people are going to know that
Doc Hollywood,
yeah.
You think so? More than Secret of My Success?
I didn't realize he was. I mean, I'm now thinking it through. I recall, but Doc Hollywood.
Him?
I can see him.
Helen Slater.
Yeah, but that's basically it. Like, there's not a lot of other actors in that.
The main villain woman was huge for 3 years in the 80s.
Yeah, okay.
Couldn't tell you her name for $1 million. Mm. She may share an office in this building. Autumn, if you had to, again, you don't like the musical. If you had to, what would be the favorite? If you had to. Or what? Better yet, what's your favorite movie of all time?
You know, it's so... I feel like I've just said the same movie for so long, I don't even know if it's still my favorite. But the one that I usually say is Remember the Titans. And I think that was because it was... I loved that movie when I was a kid. And then it just kind of, I feel like, holds up.
Is that Denzel Washington?
Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I also... Because I saw it when I was a kid and it was based on a true story. So I did... think the actors playing the characters were the people.
You thought they were the Titans.
Yeah, I did think they were them. So, which I was like, oh, so the character who dies in the car accident, I was like, yeah, he did die.
they filmed it.
You
watch a snuff film.
He did die. But yeah, I think it was just one of those movies that I really liked as a kid, and then it's still. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You okay?
I'm good. Is this okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's very, very strong.
It holds up as a kid, like as I've gotten older.
I have never seen that.
Oh, it's great.
It's a good movie.
I saw it on an airplane.
I feel like there's...
Before she was born, I'm guessing.
There's like a handful of those, like... they're not recent anymore, but I'm not talking like 60s, 70s, but the more recent, like the 90s, 2000s Disney sports movies kind of have a, like a blind spot. Like I did finally see Miracle, but I didn't see it when it
came
out.
Which is also good.
It's also
Which
really
one's
good.
Miracle?
That's the hockey, the 1980 U.S. hockey team. They go to the Olympics.
And, have not seen Miracle.
Oh, it's great. You should check it out. It's,
I mean, they're all the same story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't expect us to be good. The coach is inspirational, and then they win.
Yes.
And then you have tears in your eyes, and you go, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. That's why We Are Marshall stops after the first game. They're like, because that's, do you know the We Are Marshall movie?
I've heard. I remember.
Okay, it's actually very. Yeah. It's very. It's a football movie.
Okay,
the school marshal. I don't. It was a college. They went to go on a play a football game on a plane. Plane crashed. Like most of the team died.
Right.
And then so they have a new coach come in, like a new team, and they do this whole team, and they're like, we're gonna do great this year, and they win the very first game of the season, and then lose every other game.
Oh, no.
So the movie stops after that first game.
But in real life, they lose every other game.
They lose everything.
Oh, that's
else.
Awesome.
Yes,
they go 1-9.
Yeah,
I don't know how many games are.
It'd be so funny if you know how like some movies have that thing at the end where there's like a title card.
Right.
They're like, they went on to lose 8 straight.
Yes, didn't win any more games.
Never won another game in the existence of
they actually
Marshall?
The school has Marshall, now yeah. been dissolved.
Where is Marshall? I've never even heard of Marshall. I've never heard of the movie.
I'm gonna guess Texas.
It's who's in it? He's in, oh my goodness, he's
Ryan Seacrest.
No,
are you 72?
Maybe
McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, okay. That's the man. That's
does
who
he
I'm
play the coach
of?
Or a player?
He plays the coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Matthew McConaughey, Matthew Fox, Ian McShane, Anthony Mackie.
That's a lot of great actors.
Kate Mara, January Jones.
Oh, wow.
And then, a lot of great actors and January Jones.
January Jones is working.
Brian Garrity and David Stratham.
Hey, that is a great cast.
Wow.
It is.
We Are Marshall.
Dum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
You know what?
North West Virginia.
Here's the downside.
Oh, yeah, West
I
Virginia.
Know what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what happens.
But everybody.
You know what happens in all those movies.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Yes,
right?
It's
so,
a true
like,
story.
I think when it came out, everybody also knew, and it's still. It happened.
What year did that come out, Garen? 2003?
2006.
They moved it back 3 years. They had
hang on to it.
As a post-production issues.
Yeah.
It's on the shelf, and then they were very fortunate.
Yeah. Well, you know, 9/11 scared everybody away from anything inspirational.
Not ready for Marshall.
For at least 4 years.
Are you dating anybody at the time, at the moment?
At the moment, I am.
You are?
I am, yes.
Are you comfortable saying this person's name?
Yes, his name is Cole.
Cole?
Cole,
and what
yes.
does Cole do in this town?
He is also a stand-up comedian.
He is?
Yes.
And is Cole, does he travel the country? Does he work locally? Think globally, of course.
He works locally. Yeah. He's not traveling. I'm traveling more than he is.
You are.
So obviously I'm the better one in the relationship.
No question about it. Is that upsetting to him? How's Cole taking your travels?
Honestly, he takes it pretty well, which is good. He stays home and takes care of the cats and I.
You guys live together?
Yes, we
you
do.
You and Cole live together?
We do live together.
How long have you guys been together?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Yeah. 6 months into that, you join Omnipop and everything changed.
Yes, exactly.
Did you meet Cole at like an open microphone or at a club?
We actually met doing Zoom stand-up comedy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did Zoom shows.
I did. Well, I started stand-up doing Zoom stand-up.
Whoa. Wait, pardon.
Yeah.
Stop. your stand-up comedy career, you started... During the pandemic.
Yes.
You never did a club prior.
I had done, like, so I did improv. I was an improv person.
Okay.
And I had done, like, very little stand-up, like, kind of, because all of my improv friends were like, improv is dying, you got to do stand-up. And I was like, I don't want to do stand-up. So I had done, like, an open mic and, like, a show. I think I had done Flappers.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't doing it consistently. And then the pandemic happened, and I was like, well, I'm never doing this again. I was on stage, I would say, maybe 5 times,
okay.
if that. But I did a lot of improv, and I'm an actor, so I had the performance experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pandemic kept happening, and so I started just trying out some Zoom comedy. And since I hadn't done, I feel like, enough stand-up beforehand, I was like, well, this is fun. I can kind of, like, use my environment. I had a really old computer at the time, so it wouldn't let me change my background. So I was like, okay, well, this can be fun.
Right.
And I really liked it, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And then I stopped doing it when everything kind of opened up, and I did, like, a Zoom show once randomly in 2021, and I was like, this is awful. Mm-hmm. This is so bad. But I didn't have enough experience to know how bad it was. I was like, this is so much fun.
Right. But so, now you're happy to be in clubs.
Yes.
Well, what if you weren't? Nope.
Nah. Like, bring back the Zoom.
I miss the glory days of the Zoom.
The one nice thing was I didn't have to leave my house. That was very nice. And I could just like hop from show to show. You're like, okay, I'm going to hop on to the next show.
There was
show.
More than one show you could do on a night.
Yes. Yeah. They had them all over the place.
And were people in there watching them?
Sometimes. And they were watching them with their cameras and their sound off. So it was really fun.
Yeah.
I got a lot of feedback on all of my jokes. Really knew how well they were doing.
Awful.
But you made phone calls, so maybe it's better that you don't see or hear them. Yeah. So just a blank screen.
Yeah, didn't have to see anybody. Yeah. But,
wow.
And I think because a lot of them were free, because you're like, I mean, some charge, but you're like, if I had a friend who wanted to come and they're like, I don't want to pay $10. I'm like, I will send you the Zoom link. They send it to me. Right, here it is. Right. For you, so.
Yeah, you folks that are listening, you don't do that when I do my Zoom shows. You're not allowed to send that link to anybody. Friday, I have a Zoom show.
Oh, interesting.
I still do one every Christmas.
Okay, is it like your show?
It's just, you know what, it's a hangout.
Gotcha.
It's me and basically Never Not Funny fans. It started during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and Oliver, you've met my son Oliver.
Yes.
He would open.
Oh,
and
nice.
He would do one joke, and then he would insult me. And then the show would start. And then I say show in quotes. Mm-hmm. And then it would be me doing, you know, virtual crowd work, basically.
Gotcha.
People seem to enjoy it. So we'll find out Friday just how many. I put the accent on the right word. We'll find out Friday just how many people still enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So because it could be, 12 people still enjoy it.
Right.
Or it could still be the great numbers it was back in the pandemic. We got to get back to lockdown. My Zoom shows had some numbers.
Best thing that ever happened to us and society.
And society, right? Well, the good news is we got the right guy coming back in January. We got
maybe
him
he'll
back.
Put us all back. He put us back in the first time.
There
maybe
you go.
It happens
right?
again.
That's true.
That's what we could all look forward to.
Right? As we have our new tariffed computers and tariffed everything. And we're spending more and staying in because that guy can't. He's got a nut job in charge of vaccines. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I voted for him. We'll see what happens. Cole is, where did Cole grow up?
He grew up in Texas.
You know he's down there.
Yeah.
All your exes.
All my exes are down there. Yeah.
Or is Cole one of your exes?
No, he lives here. Not all my exes. Are
Oh, they moved. Yeah, yeah.
I love that you met him. You know, I met my beautiful wife at, because of comedy. Mm-hmm. And we've been together 26 years.
Oh, wow.
So it bodes well for you and Cole.
Yes.
C-O-L-E, standard spelling?
Yes, standard spelling.
There was a K involved there. I was out.
I didn't even know what other spelling you could possibly imagine.
You can go K-O-H-L, like the store.
Like the store?
Sure.
How awful would that be for a parent to name their child
after Kohl's?
After the store, yeah.
We just love it. We love that Kohl's Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give it to you. Cincinnati, you moved here, pre-pandemic, I would imagine.
Yeah. I moved here 9 years ago. I've been here for a while.
When you were 14 years
when
old?
When I was 12, actually.
Oh, 2 years earlier.
Yeah.
I love it. I love Cincinnati. I like the Reds. Here's a fun story for you about the Reds. It's not that fun. It's about my son more than the Reds. My son, when he was very tiny, 4 or 5 years old, I think, would be a wonderful little kid and watch baseball with his dad. He had no interest then. He has less interest now. But he would watch baseball with me. And for whatever reason, because I my joke was, because I guess because we live here and I grew up in Chicago, he decided to be a Reds fan. So he loved the Reds. And so I was working Go Bananas, mm-hmm. and I went to a Reds game, and I found a little boy's hat, a little tiny hat for him to as a souvenir. And I brought it home, and he put it on. And then the ball game was on, and he walked right up to the TV and tipped his hat to the screen and went, "How you playing, boys?" And that's the greatest. I didn't have it on video because I didn't know it was going to happen.
I wish.
But if it was on video, it probably would have gone viral.
It would have
definitely, adorable and wonderful. Mm-hmm. How you playing, boys?
You got to have them recreate it.
That'd be
and
fun.
Then there you go.
17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Playing boys.
Autumn was nice enough, and I'm gonna say it publicly.
Go for
My son had to put together a short film for his college application.
Yeah,
and Autumn was kind enough to be an actress in it.
Oh, cool!
Volunteered her time, as did friend of the show Regan Burns and another young man, Nick. Get a load of this. Heffelfinger.
No.
That's a name.
Why would management not tell them to change that? Right? I mean,
I think it's because it's so memorable. That's
why. People have told me to change my last name.
Because of the unnecessary.
Weird.
Yes, yeah. I don't like that extra letter in there.
Yeah.
Spell your last name for people.
It's Brueweer.
Which one would you lose? Probably that U, right?
The U, yeah. And I was very self-conscious about it for a very long time. And actually, since I've started stand-up, it's very rare that it gets spelled wrong. When I was just an actor, it got spelled wrong all the time.
Really?
I never, when my name's on a show somewhere, I never have to.
Huh.
It's like maybe one in like 50 shows I have to be like, oh, you spelled my last name wrong. So that's what I just had to start doing stand-up, and so then people learned how to spell my name.
Actress wrong, which means I have to look at Oliver's film to make sure he spelled it correctly.
It's like your ancestors combined the two different spellings of Brewer. Because like there are, like Jim Brewer, I think it's B-R-U-E-R.
Funny!
And then you obviously have the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah. So, right.
B-R-E-W-E-R. You just throw them all together and you get
this disaster. Mm-hmm. I would lose the U.
Yeah,
I agree. If you had to make a choice, talk to Cole about it tonight.
Oh, I'll get his opinion.
Good call. Yeah, I want Cole's input on this. But you were very nice to volunteer your time for Oliver, and you were great.
Thank you.
As was Nick, as was Regan. It's great. And so thank you for that. That was very, very kind of you. Because I really, in fairness, I didn't really know you.
Yeah.
And so I said to Bruce, she seemed like a nice young lady from the showcase. And Bruce said, Jim, let me ask. And then Bruce actually, what I did is like, hey, Bruce, remember all the times I've helped out your clients by doing stuff for free? Well, now it's time for them to pay me back.
Yeah.
And you guys were nice enough to do that. So I do appreciate it. And I know Oliver truly appreciates it.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was fun, right?
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. Because not only, so they shot their thing. Bruce and I were not, my decision, Bruce and I were not allowed while they were shooting.
Right.
For I think we'd all agree, for the obvious reason.
So you took the bullet of you went into a different room with Bruce.
Yes.
And absorbed the impact of his monologue so that so that these people could work.
Yes. I will say this. I have not, you know, I've been with Bruce for 30 years.
Yeah.
I have not had as much as we bust his balls, I really have not had a long conversation with Bruce for years.
Yeah.
And so this was the longest conversation I had with him. And actually, it was really nice to catch up with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, he's my friend now more than he is my manager, which I think is the sign of a good manager when you could, like Conan and his guy, whose name escapes me at the moment because I'm Gavin Pallone.
Yeah,
they're friends, and one just happens to get 10% from that friendship. So anyway, it was fun hanging out with Bruce doing that. I also did not want to be down there because I did not want to be backseat driving.
Right, sure.
And as you know, as a dad, and I definitely didn't want dad's manager, you know, also, you know, way back in the hatch driving.
Yeah.
So
yeah, makes sense.
They did a great job. And then we got to then all hang out, Regan and Autumn and Nick and Oliver and Bruce, in a comedy conversation, having fun and talking movies and ball busting and all the stuff that goes on with when comics hang out. It was fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was a nice day. And Oliver just sits there and laughs, which is wonderful.
How do I see this? I want to see this short film.
Have you gone to see Wicked yet? It's on right before Wicked.
Oh, it is?
It's a double feature.
I got it there late.
Yeah, it's a... What's it called? The Thing is? What's it called? I forget the name of it. What's it called? Here's the Thing. It's called Here's the Thing.
Yes.
Here's the Thing. I don't know the answer to that. You'll have to ask Colin.
I guess I'll ask him. Yeah.
I don't control the distribution on that.
All right.
He does. He's got a studio behind him.
Mm-hmm. Looking at a spring release.
I
hope so. Yeah. I don't know. Is he allowed to show people before he said? I don't know the rules of that, of a college application. There probably aren't any rules.
I mean, you could probably show it to friends and family, right?
Yeah. Where do you think you fall in on that?
Boy. Somewhere in the middle.
I don't know. A friend of Jason, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were great.
Thank you.
And I thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I thank you publicly for doing it. And I think that Nick, if I ever see him again, odds of seeing him again, slim.
Yeah.
You know why? White guy. No need for him on the show. We got that covered. Autumn.
Yes.
You say you're traveling quite a bit. Where were you last?
San Diego? I think that was the last place I was.
I'm going to ask you to Google the word travel. Were you working? What's the name of the joint down there now that everybody's
Mic Drop. Yes. Mic Drop.
And you liked it?
I like Mic Drop. I've done some other, because I feel like San Diego, maybe it's just kind of like grass is always greener situation, but every time I go to San Diego, there's a really good audiences there, I feel like, compared to Los Angeles. So I've done a lot of like smaller shows there too. And then I did Mic Drop. Actually, when was Mic Drop? I think it was September. I haven't been traveling recently.
I understand. I'm not, don't get mad at me.
And it was a really good, it was a good space, and the audience was very fun.
Great.
So yeah, Mic Drop was great, and the staff was amazing. They were so nice.
Mic Drop. You know who was just there? Our friend Lori Kilmartin was just there.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
And it made me, I did not know of this club until I saw that she was there.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
We did the Conan thing.
Yeah, we did that pop-up thing. But the American Comedy Company has been there for a zillion
years. That's where I last performed, but that was pre-pandemic, I think. Was it? Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, probably.
I got to get down there. I got to travel down to San Diego.
Check out the Mic Drop.
Yeah, I'm going to check out Mic Drop. Although, is that fair to the club that I've been to a couple times?
I don't know.
You know who doesn't give a shit? Them. What am I talking about? Oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Really? The buildings? You jackass. Because they can't have the same management. Yeah, we went down there. We did the Comic-Con. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Matt, don't go into details. Just on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you – 1 being a horrible show, 10 being a great show. What would you put our – where would you rate our live Never Not Funny at Comic-Con?
Well, do you want me to specifically rate the audience?
I would ask you to rate the audience.
Yeah, it was about 3.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're high.
They did not. You're high on that number. Did not know who we were.
Oh, okay, that's why.
We were doing.
So they just, they showed up. They're like, never not funny.
It was just people at Comic-Con going, hey, there's a Conan thing, and they're giving out bobbleheads or whatever.
Oh, and was Conan there?
Nope.
Yeah. That's where you messed up. Yeah.
Nope. But friend of show Jimmy Pardo is there. And they were all there. In fairness, there were about, let's say there was 200 people there. Let's say 40 were Never Not Funny fans who got sucked into the negative energy of everybody else.
Yeah.
But everybody else was there to get a free bobblehead.
Oh.
They didn't give a shit about us at all.
And they didn't get the bobblehead until after the show.
I don't remember how that part worked, but they definitely were staring at us like, what are you doing? The thing is, we weren't doing the podcast. We were doing a game show.
Oh.
Okay. And so once we started the game, it was okay. It was just the nonsense that we like to do up top and here, and like our main thing is doing nonsense. They just had no patience for it at all. It was just like, what is happening?
I wish we would have figured that out sooner.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't care about that. It's just like, whatever. It was one of those. I think it was one of those things. My memory of it is that it was so bad. It was funny to me.
Mm. Yeah, you may be rewriting your own history.
Probably.
That may not have been the conversation over dinner that night.
Yeah.
It's high. In fairness, it's hard. Even if we can laugh at it now, because it was so fucking awful that we can laugh at it. But at the time, even as long as I've been doing this, it's still a sock in the gut when, I just did a show and nobody seemed to care.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It wasn't lack of interest. No. It wasn't.
It was lack of
interest. It wasn't like, they just didn't find us funny. They just didn't care.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, we weren't doing, like, jokes. We were just doing what we do.
Which is...
And that's the thing is, like, if we had just been going punchline, maybe we could have gotten them on board a little bit.
Doubt it.
But like, they were just like, what? They were literally just like confused. Like, what is this? Like, why are these guys just talking?
Give me my bobblehead and let me go back to dressing up like Spider-Man.
What was it a bobblehead of?
It was Conan.
Oh, it was Conan. An actual Conan. Yeah.
It was a pop figure of Conan in the X-Wing pilot uniform from Star Wars. I think they made like 4 different Conans.
Every night there was a different Conan bobblehead.
Yeah.
And Conan was not present.
He didn't show up for any of those shows.
He was doing his show.
He was doing his talk show.
He was doing the TBS show from Comic-Con, and so like he was probably working.
If I may, I believe we were even competing with that.
Probably.
I believe was taping at the same time as us.
So this is Conan's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my career is Conan's fault. And success of my career is Conan's
fault.
It's
a double-edged sword.
You know what? I'm going to have to see him and get on a stool and punch him in the face.
I'll come with you.
You want to punch him too?
Sure, or just hang out.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. You know, don't bring Cole. I don't think he deserves it.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think he's invited. No.
Yeah. Is Cole funny?
Cole is funny.
You can stay safely here.
You know it's fun. You know what is funny? So he knows that I'm here right now. And he said that you told him he was funny at Flappers.
I told Cole he was funny?
That's what he said.
Where did I see Cole?
At Flappers.
Was he on that showcase?
No, he wasn't at Omnipop. I couldn't tell you how long ago it was. But he said it might have been a Yoohoo Room show.
Maybe he opened for you.
And I think you might have done a drop-in spot on a show or something.
No,
then
I don't do that.
Then I don't know. Then he might be lying. And
no, listen, no. It seems like it was a big deal to Cole. I'm not going to take it away from him. He must have opened a Yoohoo show for me.
It might have been, yeah. Yeah.
Pull up his photograph, Garen. Cole, what's his last name?
Saleh, S-A-L-E-H.
Oh.
Like that? Like Mo Salah, the soccer player.
Nope. That's not helpful to anybody but you and your son.
He's great. One of the best.
Oh, Garrett wants to jerk off to
it. Is it spelled the same way?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he found his last name, Salah, is Syrian. He is not Syrian. He is very much a white guy from Texas. And since he's been in L.A., he's met Syrian people who constantly tell him he's pronouncing his last name wrong.
Yeah, I've heard it's Salah.
He doesn't have the long hair anymore.
Oh, he can't be happy with that photo.
That is high school yearbook picture.
Good Lord. Find another photo, Garen. That's not helpful. That looks like a kid playing astronaut.
That looks, from here, that looks like Colin Jost doing a character.
It does. I agree with that.
That's a show. Oh, there. That's not a better picture.
These are his publicly posted Instagram pictures.
He's not good at posting Instagram photos. There he is with his long hair again.
Is this too old? These are probably old.
No, I think that was last year. There he is. That's
right, get that one with the sunglasses.
That's him. Oh, there he is.
He's a handsome young man. Let's agree on that.
That's okay. My boyfriend.
All right. I don't remember that kid at all. All right. Well, good luck to him. And Matt, you have...
There he is with clown makeup on. Yep, that's...
Wait, that one?
We got a show coming up next week.
Who does?
Me, Cole and me.
Oh, that's you guys.
There it is. That's the two of us. That was us performing.
Nice.
We did... I don't know if you've heard about the rage of the clown. Clown's a... very popular thing now. Have you heard about it?
No, walk us through it.
Well, I can't. I really can't. But it very. Oh, we're still. Yep. That's.
Shut it down, Garrett.
Clown is very popular on the East Side. So don't go over there.
Clown is?
Clown. Yeah.
Are you talking about people who put makeup on
and
stand up?
Not clowns. Not like circus clowns, but like clowning. There's a Maria Bamford was like on a podcast somewhere and she described it beautifully. It's like you go to a show and people touch you without your consent is kind of how it works.
What's going on?
It's very interactive with the audience. And
is this a juggalo fish?
What's going on?
It's the new hot thing.
Who's the clown? The person. Wait, what?
That's the best. There's a lot of different varieties of it. It is very much a sliding scale of how much clown you are clowning.
It sounds like an appropriated adjective. It doesn't seem to mean the thing that we all think it means.
No, it is not the party clown.
It's not a pie in the face.
No.
But is it closer to the modern term of like when you are an obsessive fan of somebody and you make up stories in your head to explain? Like there's like, I know from the Taylor Swift world, people describe like, oh, I'm clowning on when Reputation Taylor's version's going to come out.
I see. No.
She's left these Easter eggs and I can tell you exactly when it's going to happen based on these clues. And that's like, oh, you're clowning right now.
Oh, no.
It's not that either.
I feel like it's more like 1700s clowning.
Oh, what the fuck?
Like you're a gesture walking around.
I feel like I'm getting farther away from understanding it.
This is on the East Side.
But don't go.
I heard about that. It's very but it's a,
so that picture, the whole point why I brought this up, there was a picture of that Cole and I, we were performing and I was like choking him on top. You can't really see it because it's our promo picture. And that was at a clown show. We did a clown show where it's like a duo act. Pretty much it's like silent improv, I feel like is another, it's...
I have never felt older in my life.
Don't look into it, which is crazy because there's a lot of old people doing it.
What?
There's a lot of old people doing
clown. When you say doing it, are you talking about the audience or is the
no, the
person on stage they're clowning.
They
but
are
then
clowning.
But the people in the audience are touching them?
No, the person on stage is touching the audience.
Silently?
Sometimes. Usually it's silent, but sometimes they say things.
What the fuck is going on?
This
when's
is under
the
auspices.
I might have to go to see the show.
Well, our show isn't.
You're not clowning.
I'm not clowning. I'm doing stand-up. Cole's kind of clowning, but his clowning is more grounded.
Grounded clowning?
Grounded clowning.
Grounding?
Grounding.
Okay, can I leave when you're done then? So
yes,
I don't have to see his horse shit?
Yes, you can.
I don't want to see this clown crap.
But bring Conan and sit through my set, and then the two of you can leave when Cole's on stage.
And then just the eclipse of Conan walking past
yes.
the lights.
Is this like when, so Jimmy thinks it's funny, and it is funny.
Are you going to say what I think you're going to say? Go ahead.
Yeah. Jimmy likes to touch people's shoulders and do a weird, like, for humor. Like, he's hosted a lot of live game shows, and one of his big moves would be to walk over to one of the contestants and just weirdly squeeze their shoulder too much.
And I go, tell me when this gets weird.
Is that clowning?
Is that considered clowning?
If you did it to an audience member.
I always do it. I do it. See, that's the thing. I was going to bring this up. So, I made a career doing crowd work for 35 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the young people, it's crowd work night, and they've stolen that from me and Todd Glass and Todd Barry, and Laurie Kamartin and other people that do it wonderfully. So they've stolen that. Now, if I do my weird Jimmy Pardo thing of touching somebody in the thing, they're going, oh, look at this, he's clowning.
He's a clown.
And I've been doing it for 35 fucking years.
You invented clowning.
I'm a pioneer of clowning.
You are a clown, yeah.
I found an article about it.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it's the right thing. I think it is. So I'll describe what they say.
Ringling had an idea. That's not it, Karen.
Is it? Was it this at the Elysian?
Yes.
Up and clown.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, this at the Elysian.
So, Chad Demiani.
Demiani. He's going to be so happy we said his name on this podcast.
Is he?
I think so. He's really nice. Okay. I'm sure he'll love shout out.
He sounds like he's the king of clowns.
I think he might call himself that. I don't know.
Then he should jump off a fucking bridge.
The article says he's giving sexy Santa.
There you go. He does kind of give a sexy Santa vibe. Do we have a picture?
There are pictures, but I don't think.
Okay.
Oh, wait. This might be him, actually. Let's see if it is.
He's kind of, I feel like he has the stereotypical dad bod. He's got like arms and then a belly.
Him?
Oh, this guy's got arms.
Oh, there he is. That is a great picture of clown. That is clowning.
That's not Cole, is it?
No.
It looked like he had that same makeup in one of the pictures.
That's not Cole.
He looked like he has the same makeup in one of those
pictures. I think this is a wonderful picture of what clown is. And you guys are all like, what is it? And that's clown.
I'm seeing, it looks like a guy on stilts and then two people with pillows under their shirts.
Yeah. And then someone screaming at the audience. Yep.
Yeah.
And there's some.
Who goes to this?
So it says, so he directs a live improvised clown show featuring stand-up comedians.
Yes.
He invites them up two at a time and gives them a prompt that they use to create a scene. The comics aren't allowed to speak. They can only use body language and facial expressions.
Yeah.
But first, he makes a request to the audience. Do you want me to read his request?
No.
So, Jimmy, you could get a spot on that.
Are you cool if I don't do that?
No, you and me together, because you get a pair, and you and I can do it.
Yeah, don't
I'll
be upset
submit
if
us.
I don't show up.
That sounds like improv.
Yeah,
it sounds a lot like improv.
It's improv. It's like a silent improv, but yeah, there's more body and more body movements, and you are like supposed to be aware of the audience. That's a big thing. It's like, what is the audience giving you? The audience is kind of a part of the scene, even though they're not saying anything. Unless, like, they're asked. But if they are loving it, you kind of keep doing more of it. If they're hating it, you got to change and adjust.
Hmm.
But where does
Jimmy, you would love it. I could already tell by the face.
I don't know how to get you out of here. You've brought this into my life. But I didn't know about this 7 minutes ago. And now my life is ruined with this information.
I wasn't planning on talking about clown on this podcast. You brought it out of me.
Yeah. I blame Cole.
It's Cole's fault. It is Cole's
fault. There's only one solution. Send that asshole back to Texas.
That's fine with me.
You remember when Greg Barron and Dave Anthony had that thing where they were clowns from the neck
clowns
down?
Clowns from the neck down.
That was, they would just literally wear a clown costume, but nothing here. Nothing, no makeup, no wig, just the clothing. And I don't know why they did that, but it was funny.
I think it's a funny phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, clown from
clown
the neck,
from the neck down.
Here,
I can't know more about this, Garen.
This, somebody named Max Baumgarten.
I don't know.
Do you know Max?
I don't know Max.
King of the clowns.
He shares some wisdom he got from his clown teacher, John Gilkey.
I do
They're
know. I've
now.
Never met John Gilkey, but I know who he is. And I've heard he's really great.
Gilkey compares clowning to being an acrobat. Dumbarton says they could fall in a second. They're risking their life in front of you.
But not physically, but emotionally.
Yeah.
Just do stand-up. Just do stand-up or improv or don't. We don't need to find some new fucking genre, some steampunk bullshit.
This has been around for a very long time.
They're teaching it, Jimmy.
Since the 1700s.
It just hasn't been very mainstream, and now it's super popular.
On the east side.
On the east side. Got it. I think it was big in Europe. There's a clown teacher in Europe.
Of course it was.
And when there's like... Someone
Let me guess, Norway.
Maybe. I don't even, yeah. But there's a teacher in Europe, and everybody's like, that's who you got to go to.
Is that the one that Hillary Clinton and Chelsea went
to?
Yes. It's that guy,
yes.
right?
Yes. I know what? Someone who was in that class, but yes, it was that one. Yes,
and
yes,
it,
yes.
It is when you watch it.
Oh, that documentary.
That documentary. And when you watch it, you're like, well, this is nothing. This isn't improv or clowning.
That is.
Or funny.
That is clown.
That is it.
And you describe clown.
And that is it, yeah.
So Hillary Clinton knows what clown is and I don't.
Yes.
Yeah, how'd she get ahead of us?
I don't know.
It's all that Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
That Pokemon Go to the polls. The most awkward delivery in the history of anybody. Comedy, drama, anything.
I'm holding space for clown.
Oh God, no, I am not. I'm not holding space for you saying I'm holding space. But Matt, you have Sirian XM in the car, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, I circle back. That
was, thank you for circling.
Very
back.
Important that I say that joke. Yeah. Hey, let's do this.
Sitting cross-legged on the floor as Jimmy goes around the
Oh, Garen sucks. Hey, Garen.
Yes.
Now we're matching you. You've got the con this week. The movie is starts with the letter O. It's a drama, so we'll get yours last, of course. But we'll check in with you. We hadn't had a chance. Share with Autumn and us what you did over the Thanksgiving holiday. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. I didn't really do. We didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. My friend was over early, and then they went somewhere else, and then I made myself some food.
What'd you have? Did you have a turkey dish?
I did. I got this thing that Jenny O makes, Jenny O turkeys.
Yes.
We just throw it in the oven for 2 hours. It's a chicken breast, and it is fucking fantastic. I ate the whole thing.
But it's chicken, not turkey.
Turkey.
Is it stuffed?
No, it's just a turkey breast.
It still sounds delicious. About the size of a baseball? Nerf football?
Yeah, maybe a little bit bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah.
It's a boneless turkey breast.
Basically.
Delicious.
Yeah, it was good.
You do that? You baste it?
No, you just throw it in the oven.
Now tell me what you do while you're waiting for the turkey to cook.
Come on, I'm clowning.
Go touch him.
Garen. All right, did you watch a movie or something?
I went to see Heretic. Did we talk about it?
Oh, no, you saw Heretic.
I did.
It's great, right?
It is.
Yeah.
The ending, I kind of don't like what he did at the end, but also, as I was thinking about it, I was like, oh, wait, maybe it isn't quite what I thought.
Yeah, you didn't get it.
You can't talk about it because it
you can't talk about
you
it.
You don't want to. Hugh Grant, though. Whew.
It's as Regan Burns said, we saw it that day that we saw Regan Burns. He said, and I believe I might have said it on this show, his name will not be in discussion at all for an Oscar, and he should win one. He's that good in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he won't even, like, what do you think about him? Shut up.
Do you think that means they won't even, like, because, you know, we have that app. My wife's in the Producers Guild, so we have an app that has screeners. You know, they don't send screeners anymore. That's just an app. So do you think it won't even be in that app, or will they try?
Well, it depends on that studio. Do they want to try?
Yeah. If people are talking about how good he is.
I don't think...
It's a horror movie, basically, right?
But it's not.
But it's more of a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's more of a as Regan was telling Oliver, it's about the written word, and it's about acting. And that's really what drives this movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Hugh Grant was hot as hell in this movie to me. Absolutely gorgeous. The whole character, I was in. I was like, I'll come to your house. You can teach me all this. I'm in. Let's go.
Okay.
We can do it naked if you want. I'll learn all about it. But
Gary, you'll do that if he knocked on this door and said, come. Fuck, I'd go with him.
I mean, yeah. But specifically in this movie. Okay. It's like, I was like, oh, now I get it. Which just seems weird.
You like him in a sweater.
You didn't enjoy him in the 90s? Like, you didn't think he was hot in the 90s?
I think he's hotter now.
Yeah, he really kind of is.
He has kind of aged into a very good look.
Like George Clooney was cute when he was younger, you know, with his longer, you know, his mullet and his doughy face.
Right.
And now he's chiseled and, you know, he's not chiseled, but he's, you know.
Well, yeah.
He's handsome.
Once he got some gray.
Yes, keep talking.
Like prime Hugh Grant was a little soft. He looked a little soft.
He's not anymore.
He's not. Now he's all hard edges.
Very intellectual in this movie.
Yeah.
Which turns out kind of does it for me, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you're our man on the inside. We know that.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Right. You want to get in there.
I mean, you're fucking, I get it. That's
well, he likes to pick people up off the street. Maybe just head out there.
Hey, that's a good call.
I've heard that. Yeah. I have heard that.
And you know what I'll say to you when you come back? What were you thinking?
Hey. And our ratings go through the roof.
All of a sudden, we're the biggest late night show of all time, hosted by Bland Leno. Well, Garen, what else have you seen? Any other movies that Autumn needs to know about?
No, I think that kind of, I didn't go see, we were supposed to go see Gladiator 2 yesterday, but I wasn't feeling that great, so I canceled. Might go this week.
I enjoyed it. I don't recommend it to anybody, but I enjoyed it.
He's talking about doing part 3 already.
Seems like one too many.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even know there was a Gladiator 2 out right now.
What's going on with you and Cole? You guys don't talk about things?
I guess not. I don't know.
What's the last movie you saw, Autumn? At the Motion Picture House.
Oh, in theater?
Mm-hmm.
What was...
In theater? Are you in London? You mean in hospital?
In theater? It's been a while.
Yeah, was it...
I'm trying to think. It was back when I had... Because I used to have the AMC A-list.
What happened? They drop you?
I dropped them. I just wasn't going enough. And I'm thinking about getting it back because I feel like more stuff is starting to be in theaters again. So, I mean, I think I dropped it like a year and a half ago. Okay. So I don't even remember... I think it might have been the Steven Spielberg movie.
The Fablemans.
Yes. I think it might have been that one was the last one I saw in theater.
Wow. Well, that explains why you gave up on movies.
Yes. Yeah.
That also explains why you haven't heard of Gladiator 2, because you would have maybe seen a trailer
yes,
for it.
I have. Yeah. Yeah. Only the ones that are good. Like, I knew Wicked was coming out, but that's because no one has stopped talking about it since like the summer. So.
But Gladiator, there's billboards all over town.
I don't. Yeah.
Denzel has got a sword or something.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, your favorite guy, Denzel.
Denzel.
In it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
and he's great in it. He's great. The acting's great.
Julius Caesar ain't got nothing on me. I think he says that in the movie. So that's a quote.
You see, because in Training Day.
Oh, I understand.
In Training Day.
Which was, of course, shot in my neighborhood, which is weird to say.
Was it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but why would you? Why would you know about that? Not Gladiator 2.
The private investigator didn't tell me.
Fun fact, Jimmy Pardo. Hey, Cole. I'm going to ask Jimmy about the... Okay, I've lost it to my own bit. Well, Garen, it sounds like you got a full weekend planned. We check in with Indo. He's behind Video Village.
Hello.
Elliot, you went up to the mountains for Thanksgiving.
I did. Ooh. And I checked with my host, and he said it was okay to mention... J. Keith Van Stratton has a cabin up in near Lake Arrowhead.
All right.
And he graciously allowed Irma and I to go and stay there for 3 days.
And it was just the two of you. It was not a group event.
No,
Is there room for a group, or is it best for two folks?
There are two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
One is sort of lofty over the living room, and the other one is an enclosed bedroom.
Which one do you guys use?
We kind of use both because
yeah, spread out. Yeah.
So I don't think Irma will mind this. When she sleeps, she starfishes. Yeah. So she's half my size, but takes up twice as much bed.
Okay.
So in a king size bed, we're fine. But these were queen size, and we determined that that there wasn't enough space for both of us to sleep comfortably.
Did you went Petri style and separate beds?
Yeah, but only just because we needed more sleep and because of the week we had and. Even though there's nice blinds and so forth, there's a decent amount of light that creeps in, and so we wanted to have the best sleep we could have so we could enjoy the cabin more.
Good for you. And did you go out hiking? What do you do?
Oh no, Irma will not hike. That is not a thing that she wants to do. We enjoyed the view from where we were. We put some bird feed in the bird feeder and saw like there's six or seven kind of birds that are kind of hanging out there, mostly little finches, but then something that looks like a blue cardinal that is called a stellar jay. So it's got the same shape as a cardinal with a little crown.
But it's blue.
But it's dark blue.
Stellar jay. I like the name of it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Then some doves. And then some other kind of thing, which I didn't figure out what it was, but it's got like red on it and kind of like a speckly chest, whatever. Anyway, and then so we watched the nature that was there. And then there were a couple restaurants that Keith had recommended. So we went to one of those and had some brisket. We kind of wandered around the little downtown that's in that area. And checked out the shops and things like that. And there's a lake.
About what you just said.
Yes.
How is a stellar jay different than a blue jay?
It has that crown.
But doesn't a blue jay have that?
Well,
this was isn't.
It's a little better.
Yeah, one of the best.
Right in the name.
It's been rated highly. So birds.
There's probably more than one kind of blue jay. For me, a blue jay does not have that crown. In California, they don't. So maybe on the East Coast or something, or in the Midwest, they have a crown.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm only thinking about the Toronto Blue Jay logo.
Yeah.
And it's got that little guy going
on. And so maybe that is that. But that's a brighter blue. This is like a dark blue.
Yeah, like a midnight blue.
Yes, exactly.
I cannot believe you had a follow-up on the story. He was going six deep on bird ID. And like you're like, no, let's go back. Let's get more of this.
I wasn't interested in where he had lunch. So I had to hear about I went back to bird.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, the intention was for us to be just together in a different place there with some nice surroundings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's the Stellar J.
Stellar. Did you take that photo, Elliot?
Oh, and there was some kind of like crane or cormorant or something that was at the lake. We went and hung at the lake, and it was kind of just like being nice and slow and sort of looking at us, like wondering what we're up to. And then I got a little bit too close to him or her, and it jumped up and flew. And Irma just happened to be like taking some video of ducks.
Yes.
And as the bird crosses, didn't drop a beat. She should be a nature photographer. She just saw that and just started following it. And it, like, we got a really good shot of like its big wingspan. Like, it looked small, but it had these giant wings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of fun we had.
When did you rewatch that video?
I've watched it a couple times.
You enjoy it.
Yeah, it makes me excited.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I forget. Was it Jason Mewes or Kevin Smith that played Stellar J?
I never saw those movies, so I think it's Jason.
Yeah.
Is it? Is he Silent Bob?
Yeah. No, Kevin is Silent Bob. So it's Stellar J and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Did you guys see 4:30 movie yet?
No, you said it was great.
Ah, loved it.
Whenever that's available in front of my face at home, I will watch it.
It's on my Vudu. You can log in and watch
great.
It. Fandango at Home, it's called now.
Yeah.
You too. You're allowed.
I'm good.
By the way, more than once in the last month, I've gone into there going, like, hey, we want to see something specific. And you're like, come on, Garen, how do you not have this?
I haven't been buying.
Stand By Me was one of them. I couldn't believe you didn't have Stand By Me.
Garen.
You know why? Because I think I was selling my codes at that time.
Some might not have a code. Is that true?
Yeah, sometimes they do that.
Like if you just own it, you might have it on Blu-ray and just not have it.
Signed by Mr. Reiner.
That's right.
Oh.
Which we discussed.
We got ourselves a code seller.
Yeah, Elsbeth, we do.
Who's the clown now?
All right, Elliot, anything else on your trip that we need to know about?
I know we're
bird heavy.
Nothing more on the trip, but we... Irma also did want to do like a traditional Thanksgiving thing.
Okay.
We didn't want to kind of go to some... I wasn't invited, but also I didn't seek out somebody's like traditional Thanksgiving family meal because I was a little worried. She's not been able to get a vaccination since she's here, and she's saving up for when she flies back. She wants to, if we're going to pay for it, do that. So we decided we'd go to a restaurant with some friends, and they had a Thanksgiving dinner. And I think the bullet points here are... we made a reservation for a restaurant that advertised a Thanksgiving meal. We got there and they ran out.
Mm. Oh, like that.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So she was really disappointed in that.
That sucks.
And then I was trying to make it like, well, let's at least do some Thanksgiving stuff. So we said what we were thankful for. I said my thing. Irma said something very sweet. Our other two friends said something nice and they came back around to me. And I tried to like do a bright side of the politics thing. And then
you ruined the fucking day?
Well, I don't think I did, but I opened the door to it being ruined.
So then you started talking about stuff.
No, because what I did was I knew like I was saying a positive thing and then people wanted to say negative things and I stopped them because I knew that would bother Irma. And so then what we ended up with was a traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. People yelling at each other about politics.
Good.
Yeah. Great. So
did they
got that
out,
experience.
Did they run out of all food?
No, we had other food, but Irma had in her mind she wanted to have that. And so
I would have too.
Yeah,
totally.
Let me tell you about this bird I got. It's a chicken or turkey breast.
Oh, very good.
Saying chicken?
You're having a tough time.
Is it a Stellar Jay?
No, I think it's a turkey.
Okay, very good.
You just throw it in the oven for 2 hours.
Two hours.
It's done.
Oh,
perfect.
Right.
And it comes with gravy.
That's great. Here's the secret that you might not know. You can make Thanksgiving dinner anytime. You just go buy the stuff and make it.
So, yes. That is a possibility exciting, that was brought up and not entertained.
What about for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to, yeah, we'll figure something out.
All right, we'll talk about it when the time comes.
Yes, exactly.
All right, what's your guess? Movies that begin, a drama that begins with the letter O. What do you got?
First thought, best thought, because I have no idea what Garen will actually pick. I'm going with On Golden Pond.
Yeah, that's you old poop. People were saying that like crazy. It was on t-shirts at the time.
Hilarious.
And everybody said it. Everybody said it.
There's no way Autumn knows what this movie is.
No, I've never
way before your time.
It's Henry Fonda, Katherine Hepburn, and Jane Fonda.
Mm.
Did you see any of Jane Fonda's interview with Bill Maher?
She destroys him.
She destroys him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wait, when did that happen?
It just happened.
Oh, I thought his season was done. So I guess.
No, it's his podcast or whatever.
I get stoned in a room with people.
Mm. And Jane Fonda did that. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's kind of, as we've heard, he's kind of a dick about people who don't want to get high, right? Yeah. Like, he's like, no, you have to.
No, you don't have to. He gets mad if you ask him not to.
Oh,
so she decided not to, but because the other fella from Jackass.
It was Steve-O, who's sober, didn't want to be around it. Yeah.
Mm. That was a Mars dickish problem.
Right.
She said, how about if I just turn you over my knee and spank you or something? Oh, but you would probably like that. Awesome.
Nice.
Amazing.
Love it.
Yeah, she took him to task, as they
she
say.
She did.
He's taskable.
He took it. He handled it. I only saw like 2 minutes of the clip or whatever, but it was entertaining.
Well, she's still very sharp politically.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Right? And she works from like 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living.
That song was on the radio on my drive-in.
Oh, wow.
On 80s on 8. And it... doesn't have an 80s on 8 vibe to me, even though I know it's from the 80s.
Yeah.
It
kind of exists in its own world.
All right, On Golden Pond, the great film. I want to say award-winning. Somebody had to walk away with a trophy from that movie.
Certainly nominated, if nothing else. But I think you're right.
I think Henry Fonda had a win. Right? Did he win? Or did Jane Fonda win? Did somebody win? This is a movie your parents would have enjoyed.
It's an old man has Alzheimer's or dementia, and it's his wife and daughter trying to take care of him. And it's very sad.
83?
Something like that.
Feels right.
1983. What do you got, Garen? Did it win any awards?
Henry Fonda and Katherine Hepburn both won Best Actor and Best Actress.
They deserved it.
Oh, wow.
Jane was left on the outside, cold with her political views.
I mean, it was very much a let's honor these legendary Hollywood stars at the end of their career.
They both were great.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those, let's just give it
right,
to
no,
them.
Yeah, it wasn't right. An obligatory.
They,
like, yeah.
They earned it. Right. They did their job. And Garen, what year did it come out, please?
80. It won in 82, so I guess 81.
Oh, 81.
Oh, wow.
Earlier than I thought.
She was nominated, Jane Fonda.
Damn right she was. Deserved
it. Best Picture, Best Director, but they won the two.
What won Best Picture that year?
Chariots of Fire, if it was 81.
You know what's a better movie? On Golden Pond.
Chariots of Fire, yeah.
I disagree. But I haven't seen either of them in a long time.
Chariots of Fire is a bore.
I did not realize that came out.
I loved it at the time. But yeah. It is rewatchable. It's bore. It's a bore. My boy Dennis Christopher's in it. So
he is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You guys friends?
What's that?
You guys friends?
Me and Dennis Christopher? No. But I could text him right now. I could text him.
You do have his number,
and he'll wonder why it's happening.
Yeah.
But no, he's not my friend. But I got him in here. I got a lot of people in here I could text that don't want to hear from me. You know what? They have phone anxiety. It's something that I just learned about today.
You just start calling people.
Yeah. Hey, it's me. Mm-hmm. Click. Autumn, what's your guess? A drama that begins with the letter O.
This was really, I just want to say, it was really mean of you guys to do this to me.
Why? Because you don't know movies.
I don't know movies.
Why would you go into acting and not know movies?
I do know movies, and then I forget about the movies, and then someone's like, oh, this movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't know that movie.
No, you're a child. There's no reason for you to.
Best Actor and Best Actress.
Yeah, but it's still from a little time period that I don't blame anybody your age for not knowing those movies.
They're like, we didn't care.
They don't stand the test of time.
Yeah, it's kind of just, it's very of its time.
That makes sense.
Pretty schmaltzy, like very soft focused-y and like just like sentimental.
Gotcha. Yeah. The only one I can think of, I will debate you. If you try to tell me it's not a drama, because it's not, but I'll debate it.
Okay.
Because it's the only one I could think of. And then we started talking, so then I forgot about it. And then you brought it up again, and I was like, you guys made me do this. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh.
Yeah, we'll accept that.
Okay. Will we?
Yes.
It's Rye.
Jimmy? It is very serious. They're escaping from jail to try to win his wife back. The KKK is involved. Is that funny, Jimmy? Is the KKK funny?
Funny to you?
I find them to be clowns.
That's a very serious thing.
You're right. But I will quote my friend. I will ask Matt Belknap to repeat what he just said.
It is a comedy.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a Coen Brothers comedy, which means you could interpret it as not funny at all.
Here's the thing. You can lose any way you like.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
I did try it. I was like, that's not a drama.
Oh, yeah,
but then I could not
match.
Think of anything else.
George Clooney's wonderful in that movie.
He is.
Wonderful in that movie. He's got one take to the camera that I think is just just silent acting perfection.
I like even can picture what you're talking
about.
That's
right?
How good it was. It's very memorable.
God damn it. He's great. Yes, Gary.
There might be questions about this movie in that trivia book. I think that.
Oh, in this one?
Music.
Oh, because it's technically
that.
A musical?
No, not that book.
Fits that. Oh, no.
The Americana.
That one.
Oh, wow.
It might
yeah, that's Americana.
Fit that genre.
Yeah, roots music.
You got the Abbott Brothers in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what? This covers everything. I mean, it covers everything that we don't listen to. I mean, the Flatlanders are in here. You love them.
Mm.
The High Women. No, I do listen to them. I have a signed Brandy Carlisle CD from them. You know, because I don't stop talking about how much I love Brandy Carlisle.
I don't know that this is the forum for constructive comments about a book, but I wouldn't mind a table of contents in this.
I don't think that's the premise.
It's a trivia book. You just go through it.
Sure. You just go through it.
Sure, I get that. But like, you know, if I want to,
but there are chapters like this way. It's like Rogers and Hammerstein.
Exactly.
And it's like,
and so
this is something else. So
that would be
so
fun.
You want to see that in the front of the book?
I wouldn't mind it.
Work your way through it.
So you know what's in there, and then you can just skip to the part that you want to.
Yeah. If you've got like let's say you're on some kind of a program and you want to ask some questions from the book. That relate to something that's interesting to that person.
Is this how you are when you receive all gifts? Where you, you analyze and then criticize them?
Only when I'm on the air.
Yeah, me too. Matt, what's your guess for a drama that begins with the letter O? Oh, brother, we're out there. I've already been taken.
scratch.
He has a list. That's not fair.
Well,
wrote it down.
You could have had a list, too, if you would have thought of more than one.
I sat here before we started and wrote down as many as I could think of.
Give me one of yours.
Okay. I'll hand you this, and you can change yours.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Some of these aren't going to count. So I just wrote them down because I thought of them, and then I realized those are probably horror. But I'm going to go, in keeping with the early 80s Academy Award nominee trend, I'm going to say Out of Africa.
Nice.
Oh, boy, that's another good one. All right.
I'm going to pass this to Autumn.
But I'm going to make my choice first.
Okay,
good.
And then Autumn will get to do a choice from your list.
Oh, one of those I think is a TV show, by the way. And then one of them I don't know what it is. It's just a name that popped into my head.
I'm going to go with, oh, boy, I don't think he's going to say this, so I'm not going to say this. I'm going to go with a different one. This is not my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Golden Pond is on here, by the way. Mm. Who said that?
That me.
Good luck to you.
That me.
I will tell you about how autocorrect changed a title, but I won't tell you what it is in case she decides to use it. I'm going to go with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was not my first choice.
Great pick.
All right, Autumn, you saw that list?
Yes.
What are you going to go with?
I think I'm going to go with Ordinary People.
It's a great movie.
It's another good one, yeah. Was that my first thing that I wrote down?
It was second.
Okay, yeah.
What's the TV show?
Okja.
Oh, wait, no, that's a movie.
Oh, it is a movie. Okay.
It was a
Netflix movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's
I was
going to
say that one, but then I saw Ordinary People, and I was like, that's better.
That's a better choice.
Yeah, you know what? Now I kind of regret not picking that one.
If I win?
That'd be crazy.
I hope you win.
Split the money with me, right?
I don't think she does. Officer to Gentleman was my first thing.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't think he's going to say it.
Yeah.
Of Mice and Men.
Oh, yeah.
And then autocorrect changed Old Yeller into Old Teller, which I wouldn't mind seeing that movie.
I think it was the O, because here's the thing. I'm gonna defend myself again here, because I feel like you guys are really attacking me right now.
Oh, you can't really think that. Don't say that. You're going to get an email. I think she was being
really attacked there.
I'm dyslexic, so O's, a lot of the words you're saying sound like a W. So if I don't see it, the O doesn't. O was hard. That was.
I never would have thought of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because to me that's a W sound.
This was too hard for me. You guys really did this, and I feel like you're like, she's young, she's a woman, let's be mean to her.
That's the amount of production that we do on this show.
Yep.
This is what. By the way, that's her set of flappers on the On Paper Showcase.
That was pretty much it.
You're attacking me.
Everybody's being mean to me.
Meanwhile, nobody was.
The trick that I should have shared, the trick that we use, at least Elliot and I use, to try to think of things. You just take the letter O and then you say OA. Is there anything?
Oh.
OB.
That's a show.
OC.
Yeah.
The OC.
The OC.
No, the OA, too.
Yeah. OA. Oh, yeah.
OD.
OA, OA.
So with OE, I thought of Oedipus.
Are you going to go through all the
Do you want to hear my list? I have like 14.
I don't.
Okay.
You know what? Here's what I want you to do. I want Garen or Ellie to give us the fans.
Yes.
And if you have it on your list, you say I had that.
Okay. All right, fans come first.
All right. Now, what this is, these are the fans also trying to match. This means nothing to you.
They don't win anything. It doesn't matter if we match them or they match
Play
them.
It. You don't win money. Don't get paid. This is that musical you saw, right? Don't get nothing.
Right at the very end.
Did they do this version?
This show, that'd be good.
What if the guy was a fan and one show he just sang this?
Let's
see what happened.
People would be very angry.
Bam.
All right. So I'm not going to say the ones that have already been mentioned so that we can get a few more in. We've got Once We're Warriors.
Oh, I love that movie.
Old Boy.
I also love that movie.
Once Upon a Time in the West.
It's all right.
Othello.
I didn't know those first two. Othello's,
Yeah. One Night Banging Cocks. Maybe that's a joke.
That's a comedy like a routine on somebody's part.
I didn't realize until I said it out loud. This is also, I think, silly, but I think actually would qualify. Over the Top.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
that's a drama.
Stallone. Arm wrestling movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie, and it's so stupid.
It's so awful, but it's
not
good.
A comedy.
No, it's a drama.
That's right. Ocean's 11.
It is
sort of comedic, but it is a thriller.
I think the new one's comedy.
Yeah, but it's a heist movie.
Ocean's 8?
I like Ocean's 8.
I did too.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's a good pull.
Did somebody say On the Waterfront already?
No, but somebody should have.
That's a great one.
Here's the one I'm surprised nobody said.
Let me hear it.
Oppenheimer.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Recent.
Yeah.
Oh, Garen picked that.
That kind of sounds like an A. I'm just saying. I know it's an A, but it's the way
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Sure.
That's it?
And then
nice try, lady.
And then 1 Hour Photo is number one.
Oh, great
that's
movie.
A good one, too.
Which kind of is, that's a thrillery kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look creepy.
Well, no, because it's Garen.
Oh, you think there's a chance it could be that?
Correct.
Yeah.
When we talk about Garen, you know what we got going? We got ourselves a coat seller.
What do we do to coat sellers, boss?
Well, I'll tell you what we do to coat sellers. We all got done with the bit.
Right, I don't think that. Oh, other than Othello, that he said you said Othello, right?
Yeah.
That's the only one I think.
I also had Oedipus Rex, by the way.
Yeah, and then Orpheus. I think there's a movie that's just Orpheus. There's also a movie called Black Orpheus, but I think there's a regular Orpheus.
Did you have the Oxbow Incident?
I did.
Nice.
And I don't know why.
I've heard the name. I don't think
I've seen
it.
What it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Ordinary People on Golden Bond. The Opposite of Sex, a movie with Christina Ricci that is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
If people haven't seen it, they should check it out. Other People's Money, is that a movie?
That sounds like, I think that's a comedy though, isn't it?
Maybe.
Sounds like a comedy.
Oklahoma?
Oh.
It's a musical.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
That counts.
Does it?
We've said that counts.
Yeah, but is it?
I wouldn't pick it because I know he wouldn't say it, but
yeah.
We sort of had that conversation about some other thing.
I think, but some musicals are comedies and some are dramas.
Right.
Sure.
And Oklahoma, I think, kind of ticks both boxes.
I mean, maybe it's supposed to be funny. I don't know. The Omen and the others, I think, are horror.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are.
I think they are. I might call The Omen, they're both horror, I guess. Yeah, you could. It's one of those grounded horror, and, you know, it's maybe. Even
supernatural, though.
I think it's horror.
It is supernatural.
It's horror.
And Oz the Great and Powerful. People forget. Everyone's talking about Wicked, but hey, don't forget James Franco.
I'm cool. I'm cool forgetting it.
That's a Sam Raimi movie.
It is? I didn't know that.
Give us yours, Garen. I have to leave soon.
Number 5, Only God Forgives.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, Out
Wait
of
a minute.
Sight.
What is that? I got one from G. Go fuck yourself.
It's a Ryan Gosling movie with Nicholas Refn.
I don't know it.
I don't know.
I'm sorry I lashed out at you.
But I'm already angry because you just said Out of Sight, which is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
I can't believe I didn't think of it.
The great George Clooney.
Yep.
Number 3.
That wonderful J-Lo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
she's never been better.
She's from the block.
That's right.
She's never been better. No, Selena.
those two things. I mean, to me, when she was in Out of Sight, I was like, this is it. You're going to be an Oscar-winning actress, and you're just going to keep making great movies for the rest of your career. Instead, she decided to make very disposable dance pop.
Yeah.
Why?
But then she made the one movie last year that everybody said she was great in, and I did not think she was good in it.
Hustlers?
Hustlers.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
She was not great, but yeah. America wanted me to think she was. Mm-hmm. But she's flawless in Selena. You think she's Selena, she's so good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, Autumn thought that because she thinks everyone in a movie is the real person.
I think I may have mentioned at some point, but when they were doing the promo for that, I was at Hollywood Online, and so she and her assistant, who looks exactly like her, did like one of the not the Amazon AOL chats,
right.
Chat things,
and yes.
Totally dressed down. Like you could not predict the kind of celebrity she would become.
Pre-diva J-Lo.
Pre-diva, yes. Mm. And she was super nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not who you get today.
Nope.
I mean, I assume not.
No, she's booked on the show next week.
What a bizarre bookie that would be. Number three.
Outbreak.
Sure.
That's a good movie.
Dustin Hoffman. Pandemic.
Yeah, we all lived through it.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
The Outsiders.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
And number one.
Do we have a winner, Garen?
We have a winner.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how happy. I know one person's going to be really happy. Ordinary People.
Yes!
Oh, hey! Look at that.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Give me that $15.
Look at that.
I honestly...
That refuses. He's not even going to the...
You weren't going to pick that anyway.
I would have picked it if I had just stopped making my list, because on that
list... It was
list,
like the second one on the list.
It was the second one on the list.
Yeah, it was Othello.
Out of Africa
Ordinary.
Was like number 13
then
on the
list.
Why
didn't you pick the first one?
Because the list was so fucking long, I lost track of it in
so
the
So who
myth.
Are you mad at now?
Now,
myself,
yeah, he's
obviously.
So angry.
Obviously myself.
All right. Well,
oh, my God.
Autumn, what we do is we pay this out, Joker's Wild Style. We're going to pay you $15, counting by fives to 15.
Great.
And
hold on.
I'm gonna let Matt be a gentleman. You're gonna hand her the money,
obviously,
as opposed to whipping it at her. We usually do.
We don't throw money at the guest.
Yeah.
Why
is this? Except Kevin Bigley, probably.
I would throw to Kevin Bigley.
Maybe, yeah.
Kevin Bigley texted me the other day.
Yeah.
He was at a thrift shop and he saw a bobblehead of George W. And uh-huh. He said, "You'll be offended by this, but this looks just like you." And it doesn't.
So he was right, at least half right.
He offended me. It was like, I mean.
George W. is a good looking guy, though. So
what's that?
George W. is a good looking guy.
Yeah, this wasn't.
Okay.
And I don't think it looks like me.
All right.
I also wasn't.
Can we
offended.
See the picture?
Yeah, sure. More than happy to show it to you.
Let's count this money out first while you look that up. Oh, can you do two things at once? We have to count this out.
I'm pretty good at it. Ready? And...
Did you tell her how it works?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I missed that. Okay. So put your hand out. We're going to all count it out.
Okay.
And
5, 10, 15.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I should get a commission on this, but I'm not going to hold you to
it. You know what? The actual doll in the box, maybe, but then if you look at the close-up.
I believe those are called vinyl figures.
Yeah. This is not a bobblehead. It's something else. It's a vinyl figure, maybe.
That looks more like Todd Glass than you.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Yes, it does. It does not look like me. Kevin Bigley deserves to be shot. Am I overreacting?
I don't know. I haven't seen the
picture. In Trump's
yet.
America, I can shoot him, right?
Did you see the video
if
that...
you run for president.
That healthcare CEO getting shot?
No!
What? It's insane.
I didn't know there was video of it. I just saw the headline.
This dude comes up with a fucking silencer gun and just bop, bop, bop.
And they show it to us?
You can see the whole thing.
Why are they showing it to us?
I don't crazy. Know. It's like out of a movie. It's weirdest thing. I've never seen a silenced gun in reality. I didn't even know that was a real thing, to be honest. It just comes up, bop, bop, boom, boom, and then it gets jammed or whatever. But
now,
it was wild.
I saw the headline and it didn't say, did the guy survive?
I don't know.
Oh, because that like just happened, didn't it?
It this morning, yeah. I think, yeah.
So maybe they don't know yet.
Well, we learned from Los Lobos, will the wolf survive? So that's a question that we learned musically. All right, Autumn.
Yes.
This was great.
This was amazing.
A good first showing.
$15 richer.
Right? Yeah. You've also, we'll explain it off the air. We will not bore you with it now. You have some homework to do.
Yeah.
And you may be the wrong person for this.
Don't be afraid to ask Cole for help if necessary.
Yeah, go to Cole. Although Cole's, he's into that clowning.
Does Cole,
he's a clown.
Yeah. Does he like movies?
He does. He actually likes a lot of, he's into like the the 30s movies. He's into like old movies.
Good to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
to know.
Very good to know.
For the letter P.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to have to come up with a movie that starts with P.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about that off the air. Great showing, Autumn.
Amazing. Thank you for having me.
Thanks
this was
for being
fun.
Here. A joy. A delight.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I met her at the Omni Pop Showcase, and she's here now. Things are looking up, or very, very level.
Streak's intact.
What's that?
The Omni Pop streak.
The streak is intact.
Yes.
Yeah, we've still no clunkers.
Yeah.
Right? That's fair to say.
Yeah.
Still no clunkers. Mm-hmm. We'll find one.
That's our job.
We won't stop until we do.
There's got to listen. Jerry Seinfeld's a clunker guest. He seems to be better these days. But he used to be a bore. When he would go on Stephen Gary, Jerry Seinfeld was the worst guest in the world.
I think he's still a bore.
Yeah, right. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, he's a
he did flip on the college campus thing.
But that doesn't make him less of a bore.
That doesn't make him not.
No,
a
he's a bore. So somebody on the Omnipop client list is probably hysterical and or a great actor, mm-hmm. but they're a bore. Mm-hmm. And that just, you know, mm-hmm. in this environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Although Bruce is smart enough not to send me those people. Zach, I don't trust. hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting the program. That's it. We'll see you. On behalf of the Pop Culture Beast, looking over there, there's Garen Cockrell. Behind Video Village, that's Zindo. Elliot Hopper, the Honcho Matt Belknap, our new friend, Autumn Brewer. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.